Even after 32 shampoos, I love how my color stays pure. How? New Everpure. L'Oreal's first shampoo, free of harsh sulfates and salt. Everpure guarantees this. Rich lather so pure, it respects every strand. L'Oreal's new Everpure.
And by the way, didn't they snag a great title with that?
Oh, they got lucky with that.
Yeah.
So, pro-life, because everyone else is pro-death.
Yes. Now, that being said, one of the things which I want to go back to, and it's going to be a consistent theme. And by the way, we're going to be here through Wednesday at the Omni Shore. And let me just say, it is just, today was just beautiful.
Yeah, what a gorgeous, I can't say it, but what a gorgeous time we had overlooking the Omni Shore pool, which is a love. Did you bring your bathing suit?
No, I don't get
that. Yeah, I forgot to bring mine.
I don't do that.
Accordingly, I say I can go in my underwear. So I would think we're in luck.
I have not a thong, but it's called a slingshot.
Oh, what?
Different. I have, being from the state of Florida, I hate swimming. I hate pools. I hate the beach. I am not a water sign. I do not like it. I do not care for it. I have no, put it this way. We all came from the water, I understand this, but there is not one part of me that says, that pulls me back to the water.
Yeah.
Back to the primordial ooze from whence we came. Nothing. I get chlorine, I want to just... Now, sitting by the pool, also equally boring.
Yeah, I've never understood the sitting by the pool maneuver. Unless you have a nice adult beverage and some snacks, I don't get that.
I don't understand also, and I am not a health person per se by any stretch of the imagination, but if there's one thing that's pretty clear to me, that's sun.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people you know who've had basal cell carcinomas pulled from their face.
I know.
A lot of people, and
yeah.
I do not understand. Have you ever met somebody who has a fixation with tanning? I have three friends of mine, and in New York City it's tough. But their skin is like suede.
Ugh.
It is desiccated, devoid of any moisture whatsoever. They look like they could be made into a saddle. So as you can probably guess from that last little statement, in peroration, I don't like water, I don't like pools, I don't like beach, I don't like sun, I don't like any of that stuff.
You know what's interesting? You mentioned
a nice air-conditioned bar and a big screen TV, and I'm happy.
You know, you mentioned health. I would say this. You know, we have seen a lot of people doing laps in the pool this morning. I don't think any of them are American. This is a very international hotel, and they all look like foreigners, I would say Europeans.
And you can also tell the fact that they are foreigners because they wear those bikinis. Men have no sense of the fact that they're disgusting. And whoever said the human body is beautiful has ever been to a nudist colony or here. This is Lionel with you in the last absolute seconds of this incredibly fast-paced show at the Omni Showroom in Washington, D.C., for Campaign for America's Future. More coming back. Cookout coming up. I'm so tired. Stay tuned.
Lionel.
You're listening to The Lionel Show.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Are you struggling with too much credit card debt? Sky-high interest rates, late fees, over-limit fees, having trouble just making the monthly minimums? We can help. We're Credit Card Relief. We've helped thousands of people become debt-free in months instead of years, all while saving thousands of dollars and without risking your family home. No, this isn't bankruptcy. It isn't one of those credit counseling deals or a high-interest consolidation loan. We're Credit Card Relief. We've been helping people just like you for nearly a decade. We're an attorney-driven program with an outstanding record of performance and client satisfaction. If you're serious about getting out of debt, call Credit Card Relief right now. Don't wait for the collection calls to start. The consultation is free, and the relief is real.
Call 866-200-5757. That's Credit Card Relief. 866-200-5757. That's 866-200-5757.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SolarIPS.com.
Experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $499 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. If I know about something great, you know I have to share it. And that's how I feel about Rocky's Autos. Let me give you some reasons why you should shop at Rocky's Autos. Number one, they're locally owned and operated, and they care about the community that they do business in. They're big supporters of AM760 and have been big supporters of my show. And I thank them for that, and I think you should patronize people locally who do spend their hard-earned money to advertise. Second of all, they have the largest selection of clean, late model, previously owned vehicles in all of Colorado. These things are great, the selection is great, and you're bound to find something that you like. Plus, you get more bang for your auto buck. You know, you go buy a new car, oh, it smells great, and all of that. But the minute you drive it off the lot, hey, price of it sinks like a rock. Rocky's Autos, drop by and see any of my friends at Rocky's. I guarantee the shopping experience will be a good one. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. That's Rocky's Autos at the historic location of 63rd and Federal. You just can't miss it. Just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
How much could you be saving on car insurance? $300, $400, $500? There's a real easy way to find out. Just go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. This year, more than 186,000 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer. This Father's Day week, team up with Major League Baseball and the Prostate Cancer Foundation to keep Dad in the game. Call 1-800-798-CURE and pledge any amount to the Prostate Cancer Foundation's Home Run Challenge. Again, that's 1-800-798-CURE.
With you, and this is the Lionel Show. And how about that great Randy Newman's Mama Told Me Not to Come? Three Dog Night, one of the greatest groups. You know how many people they introduced? Laura Nero, Elton John, Hoyt Axton, Randy Newman. They brought more songwriters. Oh, Paul Williams, Old Fashioned Love Song. Three Dog Night was amazing. And no, we're not going to carry him over to the next.
You're reading my notes.
What a show it's been. We start off with Daniel Medris from the Warehouse Workers United. Now, I know that sounds to you, God, that sounds boring, and for good reason. But we did learn about this card check, this thing that the employers are against adamantly. Then we talked to Ken Good, and for some reason, Swedish and Indian accents crack me up. When people talk like that, I don't know why I laugh, and Ken Good in December. But Ken Good was from the Center for American Progress, and he's talking about such tasty issues as Guantanamo, torture, and bad photos. Then Bob Amsterdam, most interesting perspectives on global politics and business. He's a human rights lawyer, and that is something which I find so... I know nothing about international law, don't understand how it works. But he is amazing. And then we talked to Sam Pizzigatti, or Mr. Rogers, as we call him.
Yeah, I like them. You know why I like them? He talked commonly.
He talked for the Institute for Policy Studies. It's something, it's a story that people don't want to talk about, and that's how the tax rates don't make any sense. I want to thank all the boys back in New York, our good friend Multiple Biggs and Pete Conn of Beverly Hills and Dugatz. You were amazing today. And we'll be back tomorrow from the Omni Shoreham in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, as it's also called, for Campaign for America's Future. Thanks so much for being with us. This is Lionel with you, reminding you the monkey's dead. The show's over. See ya.
Lionel.
You're listening to The Lionel Show.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Have you noticed these days that every other advertisement seems to be about getting out of credit card debt? They tell you it's easy and fast, or you'll learn some kind of secret about how not to pay your debt, like that's going to help you. There are debt settlement programs that can help you settle your debt for less than you owe. However, it's important that you get all the facts and fully understand how it works before entering any program. If your back is against the wall and you feel that you don't have any options, call now to be referred to a debt settlement consultant that can help explain the process and to learn if a debt settlement program is right for you. The phone call is free and there's no obligation. Financial Future Network is a referral service that will attempt to place you with a company that will assist in your debt needs. Individual results may vary, so please review all program terms prior to enrollment.
To be referred to a debt settlement counselor who can help you choose a debt settlement program that's right for you, call 1-800-478-3596. That's 1-800-478-3596. Call 1-800-478-3596.
We've all seen our...
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Planting some trees this spring? Choose the right nursery. Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder. Since 1993, family-owned Creekside Tree Nursery has been offering customers superior quality trees, a solid warranty, outstanding customer service, and prices below their competition. Well worth a small drive to Boulder for this kind of quality and value if you live in Denver. No fancy sales, no gimmicks, just bigger, better trees. Creekside Tree Nursery. Visit us at creeksideboulder.com.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared!
At Jared the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Ideal Cut Diamond, and the Spectacular Leo Artisan, both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared!
For 11 petition in New York. CBS's Jeff Gilbert tells us GM could be in and out of bankruptcy sometime this summer with a lot of help from the American taxpayer.
The U.S. government plans to put another $30.1 billion into General Motors, and according to senior White House officials, that will be it. They say that should be enough to allow General Motors to make money at a much lower sales rate. GM agrees to pay back $8.8 billion and to give the Treasury Department a 60% ownership in the company. The White House says they do not plan to hold that stake any longer than necessary.
GM's comeback strategy hinges on becoming a smaller, more efficient company. As part of the process, 11 plants will be closed. WWJ's Ron Dewey in Detroit tells us workers have just been notified that the Pontiac East plant is on the hit list. Mike O'Rourke is a UAW local president in Spring Hill, Tennessee, the home of GM's Saturn division.
The workers here have been under a lot of stress. They are hoping and praying that the plant survives.
And late word is just in, GM will keep that plant open. It will be idle but not closed. Keith Crane at Automotive News says GM's survival as a company is by no means guaranteed.
They're going to be walking around with this huge debt on their back indefinitely. And whether they can survive that, whether they can create products that people want, not necessarily products that the government wants them to build, is going to be another great challenge.
A massive search is taking place off the coast of Brazil for an Air France Airbus jet that vanished on a flight to Paris. CBS's Elaine Cobb in Paris tells us searchers have no idea where the plane may have gone down.
Because there was no mayday call, there can be no sort of moment to pinpoint where it might have been on its flight path. It may even have gone off its flight path. So it could take some time before there's any news at all.
The plane left Brazil with 228 people on board. Air France says it received an automatic signal indicating the plane experienced electrical trouble while going through strong turbulence. Wichita police are holding a 51-year-old man in connection with the fatal shooting of a nationally known late-term abortion doctor, George Tiller. CBS's Jeff Glor in Wichita spoke to Scott Roeder's wife.
She said she was not surprised that this happened, that Roeder had become increasingly militant in his beliefs, anti-government, and she believes that Roeder was looking to make a statement that he, quote, wanted to be a martyr for his cause.
Tiller was serving as an usher in his church when he was gunned down during a Sunday service. Producers of the British talent show that made Susan Boyle a worldwide star overnight say Boyle has been hospitalized for treatment of exhaustion. She was admitted after finishing second in the show's final round Saturday. Just ahead of the bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are up 14 points. This is CBS News.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered the price of over 1,000 items pros use the most. Like our new lower price on 50-pound bags of fast-setting concrete mix, now just $4.37 each. That's savings that can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Do you owe back taxes, being audited? Whatever your tax-related problem, the former IRS agents and tax professionals at Taxmasters can help solve your tax problems today. Call 1-866-694-4020 or go to txmstr.com. Taxmasters will get between you and the IRS. They'll make sure they treat you fairly and treat you with respect. Call Taxmasters right now at 866-694-4020 or go to txmstr.com. Taxmasters will solve your tax problems.
I'm David Cale with an AM 760 local news update. More than a dozen Colorado GM dealers won't be selling the giant automaker's cars anymore. That is, GM's drive to stay alive has landed in bankruptcy court.
It'll be the third largest bankruptcy overall and the largest industrial bankruptcy in U.S. history.
Tim Jackson with the Colorado Auto Dealers Association says the bankruptcy will end GM's affiliation for 13 to 15 Colorado GM dealers. Many more Colorado employers are trying to identify illegal workers since 2007, but the vast majority still don't. There's a national electronic system that verifies immigration status, and the Denver Post reports the number of Colorado employers using the system has more than doubled in the past 2 years. Two friends are being hailed as heroes after stopping an attempted mugging. Josh and Eric were walking home Friday night from the Nuggets game when they heard a woman screaming near 17th and Pearl Streets. A man was trying to grab the woman's purse and began to drag her.
Just thinking that something really bad is happening here and we need to do something about it, because we looked over and just saw a girl screaming for help and saw that something was definitely happening, so had to do something to stop it.
The Good Samaritans tell 9 News they held the man down until police arrived. Sports: Rockies lose to the Padres 5-2. They begin an 11-game road trip in Houston tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
The sun's not out, but some of those eastbound routes really starting to slow down, like C-470 Wadsworth to Santa Fe. 36 is also getting crowded. Federal to I-25. Speaking of 25, that's a crowded ride downtown. St. Vale on the southbound side of 225 after Parker Road all the way up to I-25. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a cloudy day today with a high of around 70 degrees. Currently, we've got scattered showers coming down around the Denver metro area, and it's 57 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Montel Williams,
22 years in the armed forces.
Retired a lieutenant commander.
On television for 17 years.
Over 3,000 shows.
33,000 interviews.
A best-selling author.
Activist.
Emmy award winner.
And now the best part.
He's on your radio.
Welcome to Montel Across America.
It's Monday, June 1st, 2009, episode number 40 of Montel Across America. Thank you so much for joining in. It's Montel Across America. You're listening to the host, Montel Williams. And I want to thank you for tuning in today because we're living up to our moniker again. We're coming to you live from Washington, D.C., and the Campaign for America's Future, participating in a conference that's going on here right this minute. And we will be bringing you pundits and experts on every one of the issues that's facing us today. And this conference was put together to deal with a plank of issues that they'd like to make sure that they put forth, one of them being energy, the other one being health care, the other one being higher education, immigration, retirement, investment, and also taxes. We're going to be talking through this throughout the next 3 days. This conference goes on for 3 days. And also employee free choice. So this is all going on here at the Campaign for America's Future. And over the weekend, we had some big things going on. Lots of headlines and lots of issues that happened. The biggest headline, I think, this morning that everybody seems to understand is that GM announces bankruptcy. And we're going to go ahead and allow that to happen. And also over the weekend, you know, it just seems like yesterday morning, when you listen to all the pontificators on the news with GM going into bankruptcy, almost to the letter, 8 out of 10 of the comments and commentary that was going on over the weekend was still on the Supreme Court justice choice, and that was the choice of Sonia Sotomayor by the President of the United States as the next Supreme Court justice. And again, the rhetoric is heating up, and at some point in time, we're going to have to stop and start asking questions as to why. I just don't understand why. Why is there the vehemence? Why is there the anger? Why is there the racist diatribe that has all seemed to surface over this one nominee and over speeches she gave 7 years ago? And it's really kind of ridiculous. This weekend, Rush Limbaugh jumped in again and reared his big, fat, ugly head by making this comment.
The real question here that needs to be asked, and nobody on our side, from a columnist to a TV commentator to anybody in our party, has the guts to ask, how can a president nominate such a candidate? And how can a party get behind such a candidate? That's what would be asked if somebody were foolish enough to nominate David Duke, or pick somebody even less offensive.
David Duke, you're going to equate Sonia Sotomayor to David Duke, the head of the KKK, a person who throughout the run in his time in office called for everything from the dissolution of America to war against Israel, and we equate Sotomayor to David Duke? This is really kind of crazy. Jeff Sessions went on to say this, though, over the weekend.
I don't think I'm going to use any such words as that. I read her speech. I'm troubled by her speech. I think she has an opportunity to explain that. And I don't think that I'm going to use such loaded words. People on the outside can say what they choose to say.
But do you make a judgment about them? Do you think they're appropriate?
I don't think those are
think
words that I would use. And I don't think, they would not be words I would use. But we need to focus on
Do you think she's a racist?
I think that she is a person who believes that her background can influence her decision. That's what troubles me.
And Lindsey Graham went on to say this.
Newt Gingrich says that she's a racist. Rush Limbaugh compares her to former Klansman David Duke. Are they right?
No, they interject themselves in the debate. They got an audience to entertain. Newt's a political commentator. I'm a United States senator. But I do know this. That statement is not about talking about her life experiences. It's getting from her life experiences a superiority based on those experiences versus somebody else in society. And I don't want that kind of person being a judge in my case, but I don't think she's a racist.
It's just, this is really just boiled down to a conversation in pure and simple ignorance. There's nothing about superiority in which Sotomayor spoke. There was nothing about racism the way she spoke. All she was trying to say was that the breadth of my experiences, being a Latino woman, raising her own children on her own, growing up in poverty and growing up at an underprivileged background, gave her at least a sense of empathy for those like herself. And what's the matter with empathy on the Supreme Court? As a matter of fact, let's back up and let's go back to the 50s and before. You know, the Supreme Court, as it was established before the 50s, made sure that based on the life experiences of those sitting there on the bench, we maintain Jim Crow laws, we maintain separate but equal, we maintain apartheid in America, we maintain voter discrimination in America, and you don't think that their breadth of personal experience was part of the reason why this took place? Absolutely ignorant. But we'll be talking about this because it's continue. It's going to continue for the next few weeks, more than that, until Sotomayor is finally approved, and she will be. And that's what's so even more egregiously ignorant. So why do we try to separate and continue this feeling of just hate in America? I don't know. Can't get to it. Don't understand it. Now, last Thursday, speaking of hate in America, and a lot of people are heating up over what took place in New York. Last Thursday, an off-duty police officer, not an off-duty police officer, a police officer who just went off-duty, just literally left his precinct, was Officer Omar Edwards, was walking to his car after leaving his precinct, changing his clothes. He left, he took off his bulletproof vest. And when he approached his automobile, he saw a guy inside of it. So when he saw this guy inside of it, he approached them. They got in what appears to be, depending on which reports you hear, a tussle took place, and then the perp took off running. The police officer took off chasing him. Again, allegedly, during the chase, they ran past a car that had undercover police officers in it, non-uniformed. One of the non-uniformed, two of the police officers jumped out of the car. There's disputes whether or not there was three or four. There were four officers total. Two of them jumped out of the car, opened fire, or supposedly or allegedly screamed, "Halt, drop the gun." Allegedly, when Officer Omar Edwards attempted to turn around, one of the officers opened fire. And again, allegedly, it appears that one of the bullets entered his back first, and then the other bullets entered his front. He was shot dead. Now, it's crazy because this investigation will go on and will go on and go on and go on. But the question comes in, was this racist? And was there race involved? Why? Because the officers who did the shooting were all white. And now you have a police officer who was just trying to do his job who is dead. And we've been trying to figure out the bottom line of this. And joining us right now is Representative of 100 Blacks in Law Enforcement Who Care, Mr. Noel Leader. Thank you so much, Noel, for joining us.
Yes, so good. Thank you, Montel, for having me.
Yes, sir, you know, this is going to go on until an independent investigative group steps up to the plate and does an investigation, and we're going to be hearing about this over and over and over and over again. How do you feel, and how does your organization feel about this? I mean, again, there's disparity in what's truth and what's fiction, and I hope I'm not adding to the fictional part of this, but the original report seems to state that Officer Edwards has a bullet in his back. Have you heard that?
If you remember originally, or if you heard originally, the police commissioner claimed that Officer Edwards was shot in the chest, but we found out that that was incorrect. He was indeed shot in the back. He has no front wounds.
Stop. Wait. Sorry. If you're saying he has no front wounds, no bullets entered his chest, then the statement that was made immediately following the incident by the press claiming that the police said, stop, hold, drop your gun, and then Officer Edwards turned around to face them with the gun, has to then be a lie if he took three bullets in the back.
Right. No. Yes, he was shot. He was shot in the back. There was no frontal wounds. The police commissioner's initial statement that Officer Edwards was shot in the chest is incorrect. We don't know why he made this statement or why he received that false information. But this is similar to cases that have happened in the past in New York City, and I'm certain around the country. There's been a number of black police officers, plainclothes, who have been shot and killed, some shot and wounded, by white police officers. And one of the things our organization has recognized is this has never happened in reverse. There's never been an incident where a black police officer shot and killed a white plainclothes officer in the line of duty or while they was off duty taking police action. And that's why we're so outraged. You know,
and this your outrage has turned into asking for and requesting a independent federal investigation into this, are you not?
Yes, sir, because we have no confidence in the willingness, not the ability, but the willingness of the New York City Police Department under Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly to conduct a fair and impartial investigation into this shooting, especially when it might imply that the officer acted incorrectly. We have no confidence whatsoever in his initial statement implying that officer Edwards was shot in the chest is symptomatic of what we're talking about.
You know, can I do this? Can we do this, Noel? Look, I got to take a little break, but I don't think that the American public knows enough about this story. So what I'd like to beg you is if you have a little time to stick around. I have a couple guests scheduled for the next two segments, but I'd love to have you back at 9:50. If you could come back at 9:50 and let's talk about this because there's information that we need to have out. You're listening to Montel Across America. Montel Across America, we're coming to you today from a campaign for America's future where we'll be talking about issues from everything from employee free choice, taxation, retirement, energy, immigration, investment, higher education, trying to figure out what we need to do to move America forward rather than keep us stagnated and stalemated in what seems to be just mired in this whole idea of everything else, bait and switch. Let's not look at the real issues. Let's look at all the other issues, from race to you name it. So that's what we're talking about. You're going to be a part of this conversation. It's 866-303-2270. Listen to Montel Across America.
Montel Across America. Call now, 866-303-2270.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Eight. That's how many credit cards the average person has in their wallet. Eight different cards. Charge cards, bank cards, store cards, gas cards. It's so easy to get into trouble with debt. That's why over 5 million Americans have called Consolidated Credit. Consolidated Credit's Freedom Quest program can get the credit card companies to reduce or eliminate your interest. They'll consolidate your bills into one easy payment, and they'll cut your monthly payments by up to 50%. All that so you can pay off your debt fast. Eight credit cards may have gotten you into trouble. One call to Consolidated Credit can get you out. They're the Freedom People. Only Consolidated Credit has the Freedom Quest program. Call now, 1-800-568-5639. 1-800-568-5639. Consolidated Credit. When credit card debt is the problem, they're the solution.
5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Licensed by New York State Banking Department. Licensed Debt Management Service Provider, Maryland 49.
Southbound I-25, getting busy on that.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online, using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then, I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose, because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line, created by our national development team.
Spread across three time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TIME to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, TIME. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
One movie, two tickets, about $20. Add popcorn, two drinks, and some milk duds, you're over $30.
But what if you could take that same $30 and get hundreds of movies, thousands of choices, and original programs you just can't see at the movie theater? Well, right now, you can. Get Comcast Digital Cable with all your favorite channels plus 8 channels of HBO for just $29.99 a month for 1 year. With Comcast, you'll tap into On Demand so you watch what you want, when you want. You'll also get HBO On Demand, so hit movies and original shows like Entourage are available anytime. Digital Cable, On Demand, HBO, and HBO On Demand, just $29.99 a month for 1 year. Have movie night every night. Never leave your couch. Milk duds not included. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order. 1-800-COMCAST. Offer ends 6/21/09. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. 1 year commitment required. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Equipment installation, taxes, and franchise extra. Call for details.
Content to sit around and wait for something to happen, for business to pick up,
fine. But for you, it's time to get it in gear. Time to get tough. Make something happen and take control. You're not going to run and hide.
How do we know? Because backing down's not your style. Go to Southwest.com. Grab your bag. It's on.
You better believe it's on, baby. It is so on.
This year, more than 186,000 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer. This Father's Day, we team up with Major League Baseball and the Prostate Cancer Foundation to keep Dad in the game. Call 1-800-798-CURE and pledge any amount to the Prostate Cancer Foundation's Home Run Challenge. Again, that's 1-800-798-CURE. How much could you be saving on car insurance? $300, $400, $500? There's a real easy way to find out. Just go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
It's June 1st, and you're listening to Montel Across America. Montel Across America. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. We're here living up to our moniker of Montel Across America, and we're doing so by coming to you from Washington, D.C., and we're participating this week in the Campaign for America's Future here in Washington, D.C., and I'm sitting here to tell you, it's really crazy. If you hear all the noise in the background right now, what you're hearing is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 other radio shows that are coming from the hallway outside of a ballroom right next to the swimming pool at the Omni Shore Motel in Washington, D.C. And I'm standing. I'm the only numbnut that's here standing up because I just can't do this show sitting down. And as I look around, there's people here being interviewed up and down the entire walkway. And if you hear noises in the background, those are other radio personalities talking. But why are we here? We're here to talk about the Campaign for America's Future. We're going to talk about issues like employee free choice, taxation, retirement, energy, immigration, investment, higher education. We're going to go through these issues, and we have people that are here that are experts on almost every single one of these topics. Hopefully we'll be able to share some information with you and get you better prepared to make decisions and choices that you're going to have to make in the very near future. Heather Boucher is a senior economist at the Center for American Progress. Prior to joining the center, she was a senior economist with the Joint Economic Committee of the U.S. Congress. She is formerly a senior economist with the Center for Economic and Policy Research. Thank you so much, Heather. Give her a big round of applause for joining us here today. Heather, thank you so much. Like I said, big crowd I have. I'm the only guy who's got that crowd. Everybody else is sitting at the table by themselves. I got huge numbers of people. Heather, come on. You got to help us out this morning. Everybody's right now sitting at home, and they're all going, GM, bankruptcy. Why didn't we do this 6 months ago?
Well, I think we weren't ready to do it 6 months ago. I mean, okay. I think there was a hope that GM could have pulled through, that both the union and the bondholders could work together to really come up with a solution that would have allowed the company to avoid bankruptcy. And unfortunately, that's just not the situation that we're in now.
But now we're going to end up being $50 billion in the hole, $19 billion to get us to the point of saying, okay, let's forget about it and file bankruptcy. Now we're going to throw them another $31 billion. As ignorant as this is going to sound, and because you hear it, I heard it at dinner the other night, and I've got some friends that, you know, from every walk of life, and three of them sat at that table and said, let them fail. If they fail and fall apart, who cares? Someone will pick up the pieces. We'll have another company. It may break into 30 smaller companies. That's what America's all about. So what do you think about the idea of just saying, heck with it, GM, goodbye. Let's make up a new one. Call it MW. You know, I want my own car line. What do you think? I mean, isn't that part of the whole economic, I mean, the whole democratic and the way we work? I mean, shouldn't we be able to create a new car company and let this one slide by the wayside?
Well, maybe, but there'd be a lot of jobs lost in the process. I mean, I think that the administration's been stuck between a rock and a hard place because it's been very difficult to conceive of allowing an industry that employs so many Americans, especially concentrated in one part of the country, just go by the wayside. I mean, it may be easy for those of us who don't live in Detroit or don't live in the Midwest to say, oh, yeah, you know, just let them fail. But for the tens of thousands of workers who are losing their jobs because of this bankruptcy and all the workers who've lost their jobs jobs in the auto industry, both, you know, the big three, but also the suppliers. This is an important issue. And it's not just about those individual workers. Mm-hmm. This is important for the entire economy. It's a great article today in the New York Times talking about how the auto industry typically has pulled us out of recessions.
You're right.
That's not going to happen this time around.
And the auto industry is really, in some ways, is responsible for, honestly, the whole burgeoning middle class of America. If you go back 50, 60 years, that's the reason why we even have a middle class in some ways, because so many people were affected. But I'm going to ask the question. Mike, we were out in California a couple weeks back. Over in California, we rolled by a... Huh?
Yes.
Yes, and we rolled by a car manufacturer called Tesla. Okay, really kind of cool car manufacturer. Matter of fact, I understand he just got bought out by somebody, did they?
Mercedes bought 10%
of them. Mercedes bought 10% of Tesla. Now, these are guys out of the neighborhood. You know, the guy had an idea. And basically took a look at old school electric cars, the electric little toy cars, and said, I bet you if you made a big one of these, it would work. So we made a big one, and it works. And the thing is, I drove it. It was over the top. Now, Mercedes just bought 10% of that company. If we have a lot of other people with these innovative ideas, I saw a car that's also being sold now out of Tennessee, a three-wheeled thing. It's really the strangest looking thing. It's kind of a cross between a motorcycle and a car, but not really a car because it's got two wheels in the front and a wheel in the back, and two people sit side by side, and you drive this thing, and it works. It gets like 80 miles to the gallon of gas. There will be innovation after innovation after innovation. Why not put the money into that?
It's a great idea, and certainly we should have been doing that all along, and certainly the big three should have been doing the kind of innovations that you're talking about. That is exactly the point. They didn't do that, but...
I got to take a little break. Okay. I'm going to get you right when we come back. You listen to Montel Across America. We got Heather Boucher here. You don't want to go away. Make sure you're part of the conversation. 866-303-2270.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Southbound I-25 getting busy on that approach to I-70 due to splashback caused by some early morning showers. We're also seeing more cars on the eastbound side, 270, 76 up towards Vasquez. Now in the foothills, the rain is also coming down, but we do have a crash. It involves a single vehicle. It's on the eastbound side of I-70 right around Mount Evans. And then there's a surface street crash. This is Orchard and Quebec. Emergency crews, they're on scene at that one, really hanging things up at the intersection. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Next time you're at King Soopers, look for new lower prices on chicken and all ground meats. The new lower prices will help you put food on the table for a lot less. It's another way to get more value for the way you live at King Soopers.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SolarRips.com.
Most of us sit around and we don't think about the day that we may need help from a personal injury lawyer. But you know, when that time comes, you better get the right kind of help. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. I want to talk to you about my two friends, Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. Now, Mary and I once went through medical malpractice, and I got to tell you something. Unless you get the right person, you're really going to be in trouble. Plus, on top of that, if you have something happen like another motorist hits you, or you get into an auto accident, and their insurance and your insurance won't follow through and won't give you the treatment you need, or if you're hurt on the job and your employer or the insurance you pay for won't help you out, then you need to see Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. These guys are pit bulls, and they will fight corporations and insurance companies down to the last mile. Give them a call. They're Progressive Trial lawyers, and they do a great job. 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com. That's 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Triple scores and reports free as a trial member of Privacy Matters 123.
In this latest segment on Speaking Money, did you know people are spying on your credit score and you could be losing money without even knowing it?
We're here with Robert Shirley from Better Money Management to explain. Robert, is that true?
Well, it's a fact. Credit card companies, lenders, insurance companies, they're all constantly checking your credit score and use it to decide what to charge you.
Is that bad?
Well, if there's a mistake, you could be paying through the nose unnecessarily.
So what can you do?
Well, the smartest thing to do is check your credit score.
Like on one of those internet services?
Exactly. But I recommend a service called FreeScore123.com.
Okay, why them?
Well, everybody has three different credit reports, and those scores can be different. But at FreeScore123.com, you can get all three scores for free and see what they say about you.
Free? Wow.
Check them out. Could save you a lot of money.
Okay, then. Get your three scores for free at FreeScore123.com. That's FreeScore123.com.
Have you missed a mortgage payment, or are you about to? There are better options than foreclosure. I'm Jeff Gadd with Coldwell Banker. I'm a certified distressed property expert, and all services are free. We have the answers you need. Go to ColoradoForeclosureAnswers.com.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared.
At Jared the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Cut Diamond, and the Spectacular Leo Artisan, both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
Hey, do you owe money? Have big bills? Yeah, I'm talking to you. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to your bank and tell them you don't want to pay them back, or you'll give them back some of their money, but not all of it. If you did this, you'd get thrown out of the bank. But as crazy as this sounds, this is exactly what the partner companies and National Debt Relief will do for you. If you have credit card debt, department store card debt, gas card debt, medical bills, or any unsecured debt, National Debt Relief firms will help you settle those debts for less than what you owe. It's that simple, but you have to call them. So grab a pen and take down this number, or better yet, store it in your cell phone right now. 1-800-426-7119. When you call this number, you're going to get free information that holds the secrets the banks don't want you to know. Free information that lets you pay less than you owe. 1-800-426-7119. Come on, you only have so much money, so stop throwing it away. Get your free information now. 1-800-426-7119. This is a limited time offer, so call today. 1-800-426-7119.
Being ready. A true story from Farmers Insurance. Will, a farmer's client.
Everything around the house was on fire.
Bart Baker, a farmer's agent.
2 or 3 weeks prior to the fire, we had a meeting to discuss the steps that you need to do to help save their home.
Fortunately, it all worked out. The house is saved.
Are you this ready? Get to know a farmer's agent today. For auto, home, business, or life insurance, visit farmers.com, because ready feels good.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
We're going to have a majority stake. That was the only way that we were going to be able to structure the deal. But the alternative was to potentially see a liquidation bankruptcy, in which a enormous institution with huge importance to our economy gets broken up into pieces, and in the current deep recession that they're in, could have had horrendous effects in terms of the overall economy.
The possibility of going into bankruptcy, which we now know is going to happen. Justin, the president had this to say yesterday. I can't hear it. Okay, we didn't hear it, but that's okay. I'll have to go after it again. Again, give a big round of applause to Heather Boucher for being with us today on the show. And Heather, let's talk about this. So from the average American standpoint, should we now be afraid that all the talk about us bouncing back out of this economic downturn may, in fact, have been a false indicator? Because if GM is going into bankruptcy and we have to restructure, we already lost 50% of the GM jobs, which means that 50% of the ancillary jobs will be lost within the next couple of months. Are we a little premature in thinking we're bouncing back?
I think we've been a little bit premature. I mean, it's great to look for optimism in the economy. It's great to sort of hope that we're going to come back soon. But we're in a massive recession right now, and the bankruptcy that GM is going through is only going to add to our woes. It means that more folks are going to be laid off. It means that more communities are going to be struggling. So, you know, I think it's going to slow things down a little bit. But hopefully, if they can get through the process quickly, restructure, come out of it, then, you know, maybe we can get back on track sooner rather than later.
I can't say thank you enough for being with us today here at Montel Across America. Give a big round of applause. It was Heather Boucher. She'll be joining us again in the future just to talk about the economy. And I got to tell you, lots of things are happening in the press today. And I know if you looked at the news this morning, you know that a Air France jet seems to or appears to have disappeared, which means it probably went down. Flight from Brazil to Paris carrying 228 people on board dropped off the radar. And I love that term, dropped off the radar. Even this morning while I was listening to some of the news reports and listening to reporters who were telling me that they may be flying below the radar. No. The plane took off, I believe, from Rio, dropped off the radar. They sent out several missions to see if they can or attempt to find the plane. They have not been able to do so. And we're waiting to find out what's happened with that. Lots of other things in the news. We're going to be talking a little bit later in the next hour about the shooting in Washington and New York City of an off-duty police officer by others. But before we get to that, I'm joined right now by the president of the Progressive Majority, a national multi-issue organization dedicated to electing progressive candidates at the state and local levels. This was created. Gloria A. Totten, I'm sorry. Please welcome Gloria to the show. Gloria A. Totten to the show. Thank you, Gloria.
Thank you
for being with us. And we're here today to talk about this campaign for America's future. We're doing this for the next 3 days on issues like employee free choice, taxation, immigration, investment, higher education, retirement. Tell me a little bit about the things that your organization has been working on first. And what are you thinking about 2 years from now at the next election? Because do you think we could be filled with more progressive candidates across the board? And are we ready for that as a nation? Considering right now, I don't think we're ready for the single progressive candidate we have in the White House.
Well, Progressive Majority has been focused since 2004 on building a farm team of progressive candidates at the local and state level. And we've recruited thousands of people to run. And the idea is, yes, that we will capitalize on the energy and the momentum of the youth movement and other people who helped get Barack Obama elected, and that we will have a big farm team of candidates ready to move forward in 2012 or 2010 and beyond.
Are you disheartened at all when you take a look at the old guard and the way the reaction has been to just a single nominee? Sonia Sotomayor has seemed to have set America back 30 years. I mean, when you hear Rush Limbaugh, play that clip again. Rush Limbaugh this weekend had the nerve to say this about Sotomayor.
The real question here that needs to be asked, and nobody on our side, from a columnist to a TV commentator to anybody in our party, has the guts to ask, how can a president nominate such a candidate? And how can a party get behind such a candidate? That's what would be asked if somebody were foolish enough to nominate David Duke or pick somebody even less offensive.
This is the middle of a conversation. This man has the highest rated radio show in America today. They estimate somewhere between, I don't know, 3 to 8 million people, and 3 to 8, that's a big gap, but 3 to 8 million people are listening to him every day. And this is the level of conversation. And then you have senator after senator after senator, from Lindsey Graham to you name it, defending this almost, saying, well, I wouldn't use those terms, but he can because he can. Stop. How progressive is America becoming when a single name can send us down the spiral into an abyss of just racist commentary?
Well, it's not just Rush Limbaugh and this craziness that he's talking about Sonia Sotomayor. It's Dick Cheney, who is the voice on national security and Afghanistan and Iraq. They're trying to feed their base, and there are others in the Republican Party that are trying to keep it moving to the center because they know that that's where the majority of Americans are. So Rush Limbaugh's audience does not represent the majority of folks. I can tell you, we're running candidates that are out there in the heartland of America. They're in districts that have 30% Democratic performance on the top of the ticket, right? And they're winning locally. We've elected hundreds of progressives at the local level, flipped many state and local governments, because when we go door to door with candidates and they're talking about a broad progressive message, an agenda that's rooted in the things that really matter to people, they're winning elections.
This makes me feel so much better because it just seems to me that those that are on the fringe of hate get, it's like the squeaky wheel.
They're going to
get the most noise. And the noise that they get seems to be feeding into, you know, I have to tell you, we're talking progressive here, but I'm so fearful of this rhetoric unchecked and seemingly sponsored, when I say seemingly sponsored or endorsed. When Lindsey Graham comes out and says, well, you know, I wouldn't say it that way, but I might say this, that legitimizes this hate speech. And it legitimizes it across the board from you know, Cheney on down, all of them. So how do we combat this? And if you're saying that the rhetoric is being combated at the local level by votes, it makes me feel a lot better.
Well, it is, but also it speaks to the need for progressive majority's very mission, right? We need to find progressive leaders within our movement and move them into political office, because the biggest danger here, right, in my mind, is not the fact that Rush Limbaugh is calling, you know, the nominee, or even, you know, let's not forget, he called Barack Obama a racist.
Oh, no kidding.
Weekend. I mean,
not only
a
racist, he called him a socialist, he's called him everything close to Attila the Hun. It's absolutely insane.
We need political leadership on our side. You know what bothers me is that there are Republicans standing up saying, I wouldn't say it that way, or that's not how we should treat this nominee. The problem is we don't have Democrats standing up as strongly as they need to, you know, fighting against this as well.
When I hear the word progressive party and progressive candidates, I am truly hearing non-Republican, non-Democrat. I'm hearing candidates, when you say this, is that what we mean? We mean the candidate who takes a stand for himself, not based on a party?
Oh, make no mistake. We do not use progressive as a euphemism for Democrat. Even though we are Democrats, we are progressive first,
right,
as in progressive majority.
Gotcha.
I am a Democrat, but I am progressive first. And there is a certain type of Democrat that I want to see in office, and that is the person who is willing to stand up for their values and ideology and the things that matter to them.
Gloria, will you then recruit me? Because I'm a former Republican. Well, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
I got 22 years in the military. I'm one of those boys, okay? United States Naval Academy graduate, Marine Corps, hoorah. Navy, hoorah, 22 years I pulled the lever for Republicans, got out of the service and realized how stupid I had been for backing that platform, I'm telling you. But I saw nothing in the Democratic platform at the time that made me want to shift over to become a Democrat. So I'm an independent. So as an independent, I'm registered independent. I voted this year as an independent. But I would consider myself more progressive than most independents. And I know that I'm more progressive than most Democrats. I'm also extremely conservative in some areas, so I'm a weirdo. So how do you recruit me?
Well, we'd have to talk, Montel.
Gotcha.
There would be three things that we would look at. One is, where do you stand on specific issues? We have a broad agenda: economic justice, civil rights, education, health care. You have to take a progressive position.
Let's hit a couple of them. Let's do a couple of them before we go. How about, because here at the Campaign for America's Future, they're going to be talking about seven issues that are important. One of them is the issue of employee-free choice. Now let's talk about what that means to the progressive candidate, the progressive policy, or is that what you call it, a progressive committee? What does that mean when you say employee free choice?
Well, it means that you support an employee's right to form a union without harassment or intimidation by their employer in any form.
Okay. And no matter what, unions are good no matter where they stand.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's whatever union the individual member wants to be a part of. I mean, there are certain unions that I would find more conservative than, you know, my personal beliefs, but it's a union. Their union's job is to advocate on behalf of their individual members, mostly around salary and benefits, right? So it's about improving the individual lot of those workers.
Okay. That one I'd say I agree. Okay, how about taxation?
It's about fair taxation.
In Washington, D.C. We're in Washington, D.C., and this is right now 2009, and we still, last month, there were tea parties all over America because they were claiming that taxation without representation. I'm in the nation's capital. All the people who live here are taxed without representation, and no one seems to step up for the downtrodden, for the least of us. This is the only place in America where we have citizens that really are truly citizens. Because they have no representation in right across the street. They have people who can shadow. They have people who can vote in committee but can't have final vote.
Right.
How do does this happen in a nation that claims to be justice for all?
Well, it shouldn't be. You're talking to one of those residents right now. I don't like it. I've considered moving back to my home state of Minnesota so that I would have representation. But the reality is that there's a lot that gets done here. We need to have taxation. It needs to be fair. It needs to be reasonable. We shouldn't take more people's money than the government needs to run effectively. I'm not a big government person, but I think we have to have a government that's large enough to work for people.
And, I love it, and I'm the same. I'm not a big government person, but, when people start talking about cutting the government, I don't really believe they know what they're talking about.
Well,
when it starts at, $700 billion, $1.5 trillion just for defense, and though we can claim the defense budget is $633 billion, no, you got to add on all the add-ons. By the time we get done with all the civilian employees from the Blackwaters to you name it, we're all close to $1.5 trillion just in defense.
Yes.
No one wants the defense budget to go away. So when we say smaller government, we really don't know what we mean. I really appreciate you being with us today. If you can, I know you're on a tour and you're moving around from again, there's a radio station next to me and another one. At some point in time in the future, I'd love to have you back.
That would be great. And let's talk about you running for office.
Oh, girlfriend, I've said that, but I can't. I got to tell you, I got to be honest right here. I'm part of Air America. I'm going to use this voice to make sure that I change as much, give you as many opportunities to speak out as you want. In about 10 years from now, 12 years from now, you can tap me.
Well, your listeners, anybody out there who cares about this stuff needs to think about running for office.
Without a doubt. If you're going to complain about the ills of society, step up and do something about
That's
it. I got
right.
to thank you so much for being with us. Look, you're listening to Montel Across America. Montel Across America, don't go away. We'll be back right after this.
Montel Williams.
Visit us on the web at MontelAcrossAmerica.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom87.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom87.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 87.com. Freedom87.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Westbound 36, really starting to get slow.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paint stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
He offers decorative rock, bark, flagstone, boulders, excellent service, and much, much more. For the location nearest you, visit pioneersand.com and they deliver.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. S-O-L-A-R-I-P-S Com.
Come in for a free consultation. We'll sit down, give you a second opinion on what you're doing, and maybe give you some great ideas for participating in the market, but also protecting yourself on the downside with all this volatility we're seeing. It's a good idea to play a little defense. Give us a call, 303-749-2770. That's Presidential Brokerage at 303-749-2770.
It's Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM760, Incredible Smiles. Do you have missing teeth? Get a permanent solution. Dr. Lori Kemet and her associates at Incredible Smiles have new scanning technology to accurately place implants in the densest part of the bone without the need for exploratory incisions. Eliminate loose partials or painful dentures. Replace missing teeth without bridges. Get incredible implants at Incredible Smiles. Call now for a complimentary consultation, 303-77-SMILE, or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
You're listening to Montel Across America, Montel Across America. I'm your host, Montel Williams. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. And again, we're coming to you from Washington, D.C., from a conference here in Washington, the Campaign for America's Future, where we're literally, if you were here, you could see me on camera right this minute. I'm at one table. There's probably 20 tables of radio personalities doing and conducting radio interviews right now at the same time we're speaking, because we have an opportunity to have guests like our next guest, who is a graduate of Knox College and Georgetown University. He's also held numerous positions on Capitol Hill, including a counselor for Democratic Leadership Leaders Senate. Senator Thomas Daschle. He also served as the co-chair of President Obama's transitional team, and he also served as the White House Chief of Staff to President William J. Clinton, and he's now the President and CEO of the Center for American Progress. Under his leadership, the Center has become a notable leader in development and advocacy for progressive policies. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for John Podesta. Thank you so much for being with us, John.
Here to be with you, Montana.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I got to just jump in and having the opportunity to talk to someone like yourself. I got to see what you think about the following comments. Mitt Romney over the weekend, talking about GM and what's going on, he jumped up and down and patted himself on the back saying, I was right. People should have listened to me. Listen to this. Justin,
Obama should indicate that immediately upon this bankruptcy, all of the shares held by government will be distributed to the American taxpayers, and therefore that the public will be able to vote just like shareholders, and likewise at the UAW. The head of the UAW ought to indicate all of our shares are going to our members, not to the head of the UAW. We don't want a president and a head of the UAW running General Motors. The American public ought to own that enterprise.
And then he went on to say that, no ifs, ands, or buts, back in November, he was right. He thought that back in November we should have just let GM go ahead and go into bankruptcy back then. What do you think about what Romney's having to say?
Well, you know, I think that had we let GM go into bankruptcy at that point, it would have been chaotic. Many more people would have lost their jobs, not just in GM proper, but in the industries that support GM and the communities that support General Motors. This is a tough pill, I'm sure, for people who are affected by the fall of GM right now. But I think it's been done in a way that gives the best chance for most of these jobs to survive, or many of these jobs to survive. And I think had we followed Romney's prescription back in the fall, what we would have had is just a cascading disaster piled on top of what President Bush heaped on the American public.
What do you think, though, now about his comments about the fact that now that the United States owns 70, U.S. citizens own 70% of GM, that we should some way, shape, or form divvy up those shares and then give the American public, by referendum, an opportunity to weigh in about what kind of car we build? This is insanity.
Yeah, no, I think that, I really actually don't know what he's thinking about here. I think it is important, and I think that what the president has said that he wants to do is get GM back into private hands, but that's going to take, it sounds like, 18 months or a couple of years before the company can stabilize, and then that stock can be put back into the private sector. I don't think the United States ought to be, and I don't think President Obama wants to be, you know, running a car company. These are actions taken by necessity because of the terrible economy that he inherited and the effects that it's had on GM, along with some other bad decisions that GM management made along the road.
It seems to be like a lot of the pontificators out there, whether they be right or left, who are complaining about what's going on right now, seem to have forgotten it, that the last administration is who really started us down. I shouldn't say started us down a slippery slope, but at least applied the first push to that ball by starting the bailout process before. But even with that bailout process in place, GM has already lost 50% of its employees. And that means, and we haven't even talked about the ancillary reduction in loss in jobs with all the other supporting industries that pour into GM. We've been talking for the last couple months, last month at least, you know, we're bouncing back. I heard we hit the bottom. I heard all these comments about the economy may start showing some signs of recovery, especially by the end of the year. Will this derail the recovery?
Well, I don't think it'll derail the recovery, but I think what we're going to see is an increase in unemployment still going forward through probably the rest of the year. We've hit 8.9% last month. It's going to go over 9%, maybe go over 10%. And that's just, again, that's the very difficult circumstances that President Obama inherited. I think he's trying to do something about it. I think you see signs of the GDP growth, if you will, bottoming out, but it's going to be a while before we see unemployment start going back down. That probably won't happen until sometime next year.
John, this is normally something maybe most people would not ask you about, but I just want to throw this one question out. What do you just think about this, the sense, the rhetoric sense in America today, this atmosphere that everything has to be boiled down to race or to a racist battle? We have to draw a line in the sand on everything. Is this crazy? Because you didn't see this in the Clinton administration, did you?
No, I don't think you saw it. You know, I think what President Clinton tried to do was bring everybody together in his One America initiative. And I think, look, it's coming from one side, really. You know, it's Tom Tancredo calling Sonia Sotomayor a member of a KKK-like organization. And
Rush Limbaugh did it this weekend.
Limbaugh calling her a racist and Gingrich calling her a racist. I mean, I think that what I think Obama was able to do in the campaign was to get above that and to kind of appeal to everyone across the spectrum of the country. And I think he's trying to bring people together. But, you know, there's 20% out there who still listen to Rush, and they, you know, they get hepped up over this. And I think that the forces of intolerance, as we saw just with the shooting yesterday of Dr. Taylor in yes. Kansas, the forces of intolerance are still out there. We just need to keep pushing back because the country's moving in a progressive and a good direction, and they're coming together.
Well, we'll keep pushing back right here at Montel Across America. That's who you're listening to. Don't go away. We're going to take a little break. We'll be back at the top of the hour. Montel Across America.
There are debt cures for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours free when you call Smart Debtor right now for your free debt review. We were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that when we learned about debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we decided to give everyone who calls now a free debt review. That's right, absolutely free. Just call Smart Debtor now at 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218 and get the free debt review that everyone should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218. Again, 800-303-9218.
This is an urgent message for all taxpayers. In response to the economic recession, if you owe $10,000 or more in tax debt to the IRS, you are invited to call now for free information that could save you thousands of dollars. Call Freedom Tax Relief now at 1-800-400-5188. I repeat, if you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, free information from Freedom Tax Relief is available now. This free information describes programs that could settle your tax liabilities for a fraction of what you owe. Callers eligible for these programs will be matched with a Freedom Tax Relief expert who can deal directly with the IRS on your behalf. For free and confidential information about these programs, call 1-800-400-5188. But you must act quickly. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, this is an opportunity that could save you thousands of dollars. Call now for this vital free information. Call 1-800-400-5188. That's 1-800-400-5188.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. Two big stories are unfolding at this hour. GM's bankruptcy filing and the disappearance of an Air France jet off the coast of Brazil. We begin in Detroit, where CBS radio station WWJ is reading the list of plants GM will close as part of the biggest industrial bankruptcy in history.
The Livonia engine plant will close June of 2010. Flint.
In all, 9 GM assembly plants and 3 warehouses will be shut. 3 more plants will temporarily suspend production. Michigan Congressman Thaddeus McCotter says Americans from coast to coast will feel the pain.
The rest of the country is going to understand this is not just a Michigan problem. It's not just a Midwest problem. That the ramifications of this bankruptcy and radical restructuring are going to be felt throughout the country.
The bankruptcy plan GM filed about 2 hours ago calls for a total government investment of about $50 billion. Keith Crane is the editor and publisher of Automotive News.
It is my gut feeling to be very nervous about the involvement of the government in managing an automotive company the size of General Motors.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. The Obama administration's plan will give taxpayers a 60% ownership stake in General Motors. As President Obama prepares to outline the GM plan about 2 hours from now, he says today's court approval of the sale of Chrysler assets to Fiat gives that automaker a new lease on life. The White House hopes that, like Chrysler, a restructured and dramatically changed GM will quickly emerge from bankruptcy protection.
Now to that missing Air France flight. The plane took off from Rio de Janeiro last night with 228 people on board. Air France says it was bound for Paris when it vanished somewhere off the Brazilian coast.
At 11:15, the time when it was due to land, it was clear that we didn't have any contact and it was in deep trouble.
Here at home, the Obama administration has ordered increased federal security for a number of abortion facilities around the country. The action is a direct result of the fatal shooting yesterday of Wichita abortion doctor George Tiller. Attorney Dan Monnet is a Tiller family friend.
Over the years, they've known about the bombings, the shooting, the protest. This is just unimaginable grief.
Police are holding the man suspected of shooting Tiller during a Sunday church service. Producers of the British talent show that made Susan Boyle an overnight star say Boyle's been hospitalized for treatment of exhaustion. Voice coach Fred O'Neill says he's worried about his friend.
I just hope that whatever fame she's got out of this will eventually bring her some happiness. Obviously, at the present time, it's not.
Tax cuts and stimulus payments put more money in the consumer's pocketbook in April, but with unemployment on the rise, consumer spending fell for a second straight month. Wall Street is rallying. In early trading, the Dow Industrials are ahead more than 170 points. Dow Jones says General Motors will be dropped from the index next week, along with Citigroup, Travelers Companies, and Cisco Systems will replace them. This is CBS News.
Not long ago, using the internet meant waiting for a connection, for a page to load or a download to complete, and progress bars. Lots and lots of progress bars. Welcome to now. Equip your team with Sprint Mobile Broadband and instantly unleash the potential of the internet from almost anywhere. They pop a Sprint Mobile Broadband card into their laptops, and they're up and running right now. Checking emails from the lobby? Check. Uploading or downloading some mammoth files in the back of a cab? Done. And because only Sprint has the most dependable 3G network, your crew gets what's most important to them whenever they need it, practically instantaneously. Instant internet from virtually anywhere. Sprint, the now network. Get a free Ovation U760 by Novatel Wireless Mobile Broadband Card for your entire business team. Visit sprint.com/freecard. Dependable based on third-party drive tests on data performance for top 50 markets. Offer valid through 6609. Excludes taxes. May require credit approval. $36 activation. 2-year agreement and $200 early termination fee. Available for corporate liable accounts only. See store for coverage and other details.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. A Boulder County man shot and killed a mountain lion in his backyard yesterday afternoon. The Daily Camera reports the man told deputies he shot the lion after it attacked his dog. The homes in the foothills west of North Boulder Community Park. Signs bashing Governor Bill Ritter have been appearing along Colorado highways this spring, and no one's taking responsibility. The signs read things like, "Why does Ritter hate taxpayers?" The Denver Post reports the hand-stenciled signs have been seen on I-25 near Castle Rock, Colorado Springs, Pueblo, and on the Eastern Plains. And Fort Collins City gardeners have more than green thumbs. They've parked a truck they once used to water downtown flower pots. The Parks Department has rigged a bicycle with a special watering cart to avoid using a fuel-powered vehicle to water flowers. Sports, Rocks lose to the Padres 5-2. They start a road trip tonight in Houston. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
The southbound side of 225 really loading up. First off, we had an accident.
Are you tired of the same old decor? The solution is Joyce Consigned Furnishings. At Joyce, you'll find a fantastic collection of gently used furniture and accessories. To get 10% off your purchase, click on Bargain Watch at am760.net.
Santa Fe and Alameda. Crash on the ramp should be cleaned up shortly, but occurred at Peoria as you're trying to get off from eastbound I-70. I'm Todd Parker, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Office Depot is giving away over $1 million in total prizes to small businesses as a part of their Adopt a Small Business contest. To enter, submit a video explaining what your small business is doing to survive these tough times. For details, visit thesurvivalofthesmartest.com. Contest ends July 31st.
Hi, this is William Bronchick, host of the Real Estate Expert Show. The real estate market is in the tank. The government is bailing out banks and homeowners, and at the same time, savvy investors are quietly buying up properties and getting wealthy. Learn how each Saturday at 9 a.m. here on AM 760.
Montel Williams,
22 years in the armed forces,
retired lieutenant commander,
on television for 17 years,
over 3,000 shows,
33,000 interviews,
a best-selling author,
activist,
Emmy award winner,
and now the best part,
he's on your radio.
Welcome to Montel Across America.
What is hip? It's Montel Williams. I'm coming to you today, June 1st, from Washington, D.C., where we're participating in a huge conference down here in Washington, D.C., which is called the Campaign for America's Future. All week long, between now and Wednesday, we'll be here coming each morning, bringing you some of the top authorities on every single issue facing America today, everything from employee free choice to taxation, retirement, early energy, immigration, investment, and higher education. We'll be doing that here in really the city of the seat of power. So we've got unbelievable guests scheduled for us throughout the next 3 hours. And you'll want to be a part of that conversation and part of any of the conversations we have all day. So, of course, if you want to participate, you can call us at 866-303-2270. Lots of things are happening in the news, especially when it comes to hot headlines and hot issues. Everything from the bankruptcy to, you know, this morning an Air France jet disappeared, a flight from Brazil to Paris carrying 228 people, and they use the term dropped off the radar. Searches are underway. So far, nothing has been found. At least from our perspective, we've been able to get you any updated information, but we'll try to update that over the course of the show. And, of course, over the weekend, it seemed heat up again over the nomination of Supreme Court Justice nominee Sonia Sotomayor. And the rhetoric has gotten to a profound sense of just ignorance, stupidity, beyond ignorance and stupidity. Especially when you hear David Duke make comments like this.
The real question here that needs to be asked, and nobody on our side, from a columnist to a TV commentator to anybody in our party, has the guts to ask, how can a president nominate such a candidate? And how can a party get behind such a candidate? That's what would be asked if somebody were foolish enough to nominate David Duke, or pick somebody even less offensive.
And you would think that there would be many more people who would speak out over these comments from Rush Limbaugh, but they don't. I mean, even Senator Sessions made this comment. Jeff Sessions made this comment. Well, I'm not necessarily sure. I'll listen to it.
I don't think I'm going to use any such words as that. I read her speech. I'm troubled by her speech. I think she has an opportunity to explain that. And I don't think that I'm going to use such loaded words. People on the outside can say what they choose to say.
But do you make a judgment about them? Do you think they're appropriate?
I don't think those are
think
words that I would use. And I don't think, they would not be words I would use. But we need to focus on what
think she's
she
a racist?
Say.
Do you think she's a racist?
I think that she is a person who believes that her background can influence her decision. That's what troubles me.
Why is he so troubled by background that's going to influence her decisions? Every Supreme Court justice to this point has done the same thing. How ignorant is this conversation? However, we continue to have more ignorance bouncing out of people, especially, you know, Senator Lindsey Graham.
Newt Gingrich says that she's a racist. Rush Limbaugh compares her to former Klansman David Duke. Are they right?
No, they interject themselves in the debate. They got an audience to entertain. Newt's a political commentator. I'm a United States senator. But I do know this. That statement is about talking about her life experiences, is getting from her life experiences a superiority based on those experiences versus somebody else in society. And I don't want that kind of person being a judge in my case, but I don't think she's a racist.
I don't believe that we heard superiority. We heard that it would give you a better breadth and understanding of the issues based on your life experience. However, the president went on to say,
I'm sure she would have restated it, but if you look in the entire sweep of the essay that she wrote, what's clear is that she was simply saying that her life experiences will give her information about the struggles and hardships that people are going through that will make her a good judge.
And it's not different from what any of the other justices have done. Listen to this.
Was pointing out in that same essay that it was nine white males who passed down Brown versus Board of Education, which is partly responsible for me sitting here. So that's hardly the kind of statement that would indicate that she subscribes to identity politics. In fact, what she really subscribes to is the exact opposite, which is the sense that all of us have life experiences and struggles, and part of the job of a justice on the Supreme Court or any judge is to be able to stand in somebody else's shoes.
Stand in someone else's shoes. And, you know, what's going on right now is you wonder whether or not this continuous diatribe on the part of leadership that just focuses on race and racist and racist and racist is not part of what fuels things like that took place last week. And what I'm talking about is last week in Harlem, Officer Omar Edwards was leaving work. He had just finished his shift as a police officer, changed his clothes, and never left his bulletproof vest in the precinct, walked out of the precinct less than a half a block away, goes to get in his own car, finds someone rustling and has broken and shattered his window, broken into his car. And, you know, he confronts the individual. They get into a scuffle of some sort. At least that's what's alleged. We don't know the facts yet. Then the perpetrator takes off and starts running. And again, allegedly, because we don't have the facts, runs past a car that has four plainclothes police officers in it. The police officer, Omar Edwards, runs by with his gun drawn, and the police officers jump, the undercover police officers jump out of their car, allegedly scream the word, "Halt, drop your gun," and then open fire on Omar Edwards. Now, when you heard the initial report from the mayor and from the police chief, they say that Officer Omar Edwards turned to face the police officers, at which time they opened fire. However, all the bullet wounds in Officer Edwards are in his back. So did they actually say halt, or did they just open fire and start shooting? We don't know, but the investigation is going to get done. But considering the fact that the first words from the mayor and from the police chief is a misrepresentation and a lie to the American public and to the New York City citizens by stating what they said, several police officers and people are calling for an independent study, an independent investigation to make sure that all the facts come out, and representative of the 100 blacks in law enforcement who care, Noel Leaders, worked with this organization for quite a long time, and I got to say again, welcome to the show. Thank you very much for being with us, Noel. Where has this investigation, it's been 5 days, and I know when police are under the gun, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say it that way, but when police are pushed, these investigations can be done very, very quickly. Where is the investigation so far? Do you know, Noel?
Well, of course, under our guidelines and the law, since the district attorney of Manhattan is in conducting a criminal investigation into the matter, the police officers most likely invoked their right not to make any comment, and the district attorney most likely invoked her their preference to the New York City Police Department not to interview these officers. But a lot of information is seeded through via spokespersons, unidentified spokespersons for the New York City Police Department, which imply, as you stated in your piece, that the officers allegedly told him the police don't move, and he allegedly made back, he turned towards the police officers, which, by the way, audience have to understand that in the history, as stated before, New York City Police Department, there's been a number of black police officers killed by white police officers, mostly shot in the back. And in all of the instances, the recent instances where black police officers were shot in the back, but they didn't die, all of them have stated they never heard the white police officers say, "Police don't move."
Well, here's a really strange one. You know that what happened was the fact that, you know, Officer Edwards ran past a car that had, we don't know whether it was two, four, three undercover police officers in it that were dressed in plain clothes. But I got a weird question. Why didn't they even hear the breaking and shattering of Officer Edwards' window, which could have been only less than a block away? And why weren't these four undercover cops paying attention to something that Edwards saw very clearly, and that was a man breaking into a car?
Well, you know, of course, we don't know whether or not they responded to a call of an individual with a gun chasing another individual. I don't know the proximity to the officers who fired on Officer Edwards to the initial crime scene of the vehicle. But what is clear is that he was shot in the back. What is clear is that the officer who shot six times at Officer Edwards, he never fired his weapon back at that particular officer. And as I stated, in the three incidents where black officers were shot in the back by fellow white officers, none of them, all of them who fortunately survived, which is Derwin Pennell, Officer Desmond Robinson, and Sergeant Dexter Brown, who was shot by one of his own subordinates, none of them ever claimed to hearing the white officer saying, "Please don't move." As these officers, of course, will ultimately say that they did, because that is procedure. They will all make the claim that they said that, but of course, because Officer Edwards didn't survive, we wouldn't hear his version of whether or not they actually gave that command.
Well, I understand that there are some surveillance cameras near enough by that may have picked some of this up. We won't know until the investigation is complete. I have to thank you so much, Noel, for being with us. I'd love to call on you again in the next week or so when more and more information comes out to see what you have to think. So I want to say thank you so much for joining us here. Got to take a little break. You're listening to Montel Across America. When we come back, we're going to be joined by D.C. Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton, and also later on the show we'll have David Halperin, who is a former presidential speechwriter, who will be part of Montel Across America. Don't go away. You want to be part of this discussion? Get 866-303-2270.
Montel Across America.
Call now, 866-303-2270.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Eight. That's how many credit cards the average person has in their wallet. Eight different cards. Charge cards, bank cards, store cards, gas cards. It's so easy to get into trouble with debt. That's why over 5 million Americans have called Consolidated Credit. Consolidated Credit's Freedom Quest program can get the credit card companies to reduce or eliminate your interest. They'll consolidate your bills into one easy payment, and they'll cut your monthly payments by up to 50%. All that so you can pay off your debt fast. Eight credit cards may have gotten you into trouble. One call to Consolidated Credit can get you out. They're the freedom people. Only Consolidated Credit has the Freedom Quest program. Call now, 1-800-568-5639. 1-800-568-5639. Consolidated Credit. When credit card debt is the problem, they're the solution. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Licensed by New York State Banking Department. Licensed debt management service provider, Maryland 149.
Southbound 225, very busy across Aurora. That due to a couple different cracks.
Old Santa Fe Pottery has all the touches you need to make your yard a special place to be. Their spring sale is going on now. Hurry in for the best selection on a wide variety of planters, pots, sunfaces, chimeneas, and more. For the first time ever, Old Santa Fe Pottery is taking 20% off their glazed outdoor pottery. During the spring sale, all Mexican outdoor pottery is 30% off. Old Santa Fe Pottery spring sale. You'll find savings and selection on the perfect pieces for your yard. Old Santa Fe Pottery, 2485 South Santa Fe Drive, just south of Evans. Santa Fe Pottery has all the touches you need to make your yard a special place to be. Their spring sale is going on now. Hurry in for the best selection on a wide variety of planters, pots, sunfaces, chimeneas, and more. For the first time ever, Old Santa Fe Pottery is taking 20% off their glazed outdoor pottery. During the spring sale, all Mexican outdoor pottery is 30% off. Old Santa Fe Pottery spring sale. You'll find savings and selection on the perfect pieces for your yard. Old Santa Fe Pottery, 2485 South Santa Fe Drive, just south of Evans.
Presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor, brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, the banquet.
When it comes to identity theft protection, a credit report is like an appetizer, just the first part of something good. But if you didn't order it from Identity Guard, you may discover that there's no more food showing up. You see, with Identity Guard, you get an entire banquet of 21st century tools and technologies. All this from the company that's already protected over 20 million people. And that's a lot of money not going into the hands of worldwide identity thieves. So, get Identity Guard today and settle in for a feast of identity theft protection.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault, a $50 value. Free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-626-69 now. That's 877-626-69. Or visit identityguard.com.
Hey, cars are unpredictable. A loose nut and a squeaky wiper blade pop up and suddenly you can't see and things start falling apart. At Advance Auto Parts, it's all about being prepared. Getting ready in advance with the right tools and offers to keep the wheels turning. So right now, buy two Bosch Icon wiper blades and get a Skill Power Wrench set valued at $29.99 for free with mail-in rebate. See store for details, see more clearly with new wiper blades, and stay prepared with a free power wrench. Advance Auto Parts. That's keeping the wheels turning.
And qualifying rates valid 521 through 81309. See choicehotels.com for details.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you audio on demand on AM760.net.
60 minutes.
CBS Evening News.
Face the nation.
Stay informed with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and AM760.net. AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.
It's Monday, June 1st, and you're listening to Montel Across America. Montel Across America, I'm your host, Montel Wednesday. I thank you so much for being with us today, and it's my pleasure to introduce our next guest, who is a delegate to the Congress representing the District of Columbia. In her position, she's able to serve on vote with committees and speak from the House floor. However, no vote. And when we talk about a month ago, half of America claim half, about 12 people showed up at some things that were called tea parties all over America, talking about taxation without representation. I didn't see anybody stepping up and saying, when will D.C. have representation? Now, I happen to be in Washington, D.C. today, participating in a conference, and we're going to come from you live every single day here, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of this week. And I'm standing in a city, and this is 2009, and I can't believe that I'm actually in a place in America where we have citizens who have taxation without representation. Please welcome Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton to the show. Thank you so much. We have a big round of applause. Thank you so much for being with us. And I know this isn't the primary reason why you wanted to talk today, but I was one of the only people screaming about a month ago over this tax, over the Tea Party, saying, why isn't anybody stepping up to the plate and saying, how can this be in America today that we have citizens that are living here second class?
Thank you, Montel, for being educated about where the slogan really applies. Hey, we took care of everybody else in America.
Yes, ma'am.
There's no place that has voting rights, that lacks voting rights, that lacks representation in the United States, although they pay taxes. And when you pay taxes, Montel, at a rate of second per capita in the United States, you get real mad. When you don't even have the right to vote, when I get very choked up, frankly, when I go to Arlington Cemetery with people who've fallen in Iraq, and I couldn't even vote not to send them there.
Oh, I'm just absolutely floored. I don't know what word to use to describe the anger and the fact that no one addresses it. We have young men and women who are dying from Washington, D.C., serving in the U.S. military, but come home and do not truly have full citizenship.
And many of them, Montel, many of them are people who I have nominated to go to the Naval Academy from which you graduated.
Absolutely.
And they're proud to serve their country. I love to see them in their summer whites.
Mm-hmm.
But they are fighting for somebody else's vote. By the way, they got the vote for the people in Iraq.
Right.
And we don't have it here. We do have a bill. We got a bill through the Senate. But, Montel, the senators attached quickly something that I've been trying to get off now for the last couple of months, a lethal gun bill that would wipe out all gun laws in the District of Columbia. Here's the NRA at it again.
Right.
Wipe out all gun laws. You get out of a mental institution, you can get a gun. You can have you have no assault weapon ban here where the President of the United States and his family lives. You could have 50 caliber armor-piercing weapons here.
Congresswoman, Congresswoman, don't get me started because you're going to get me fired. I'm telling you, you know, look, I'm a gun owner. I spent 22 years in the military
and
supporting
and disturb that.
No, but let me tell you something. Wait, I got an argument. I'm sick of this whole discussion this way. I spent 22 years in the military. Your taxpayer dollars and everybody else is paid to make me an expert. Do you know I'm qualified as an expert in M16? I'm qualified as an expert in 357, 45 caliber. I'm qualified
watch out for
as an expert.
Don't mess with my
people. I'm telling you, right? But watch this. In my own personal use, I own about 15 guns. They're all in a safe right now. They happen to be in a different state than I live in. And I'm one of those fools. I have an AR-15. I have access to a 50 caliber. I'm not going to say I own it myself, but I have access to a 50 caliber. I have no right to have that gun. Our Constitution, back when it was written, was talking about flint and muskets and would give you the ability to have a ball and musket gun. Wasn't talking about giving everybody an opportunity to have automatic weaponry. So this whole argument about what's going on right now in Washington, D.C., opening up the gun laws to allow people to own anything they want, I want people to start speaking out and saying, why do you need to have a 50 caliber weapon to go hunt a deer? There won't be anything left.
You know, what, are you a coward? Can't you hunt them with an ordinary sports rifle?
Can't you do that? You're correct.
Even out the odds, for God's sake.
Well, let me ask you this, because I'm going to run out of time with you so quickly. Just what do you feel, and I've been asking this question of almost every one of our guests, what do you feel about this, the sentiment, this aura of extreme hate and racism? What I'm talking about, all focusing on Sonia Sotomayor, but it's been here. It was here before the president actually took office. You got people who are so angry that they lost, that only way that they can battle this loss is through hate and racist diatribes. What do you think about this?
And you know what? It's going to slap them right back in the face. When they see the record of 17 years as a jurist, they're going to have red faces, and we're going to have the first Hispanic justice in the history of the United States. She is, for Hispanics, what Thurgood Marshall was for us who are African-American.
I can't say thank you enough, Ellen Holmes Norton, for being with us today. But, you know, you are one of those just like that. And please don't not put your name in that mix. You stepped up to the plate to serve in a district where the rest of the country didn't give you the respect that you're due. So
thank you, Montel. You're the man.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. You know you're listening to Montel Across America. Montel Across America, if you want to be a part of this conversation, all you got to do is call us at 866-303-2270. We're going to take a little break. We'll be back right after this.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This is Dick Sommer for Binder & Binder, America's most successful Social Security disability advocates. One of the reasons we are America's most successful Social Security disability advocates is that we really listen to our clients, and we get results. You're going to like that. I'll bet you've never heard anyone else say what Charles Binder always says.
We'll deal with the government because you have enough to worry about.
Now that is a powerful claim, and we prove it every day all across America. If you're disabled and you can't work anymore, you ought to call Binder & Binder, 1-800-66-BINDER. Our email address is information@binderandbinder.com. We'll tell you right away if we can put the power of America's most successful Social Security disability advocates to work for you. You're going to like that we really listen to you, and we get results. Make the free call to 1-800-66-BINDER.
Hey, this is Montel Williams, and you know the best way to listen to my radio show is live, but if you can't listen to it live, you need to get Air America On Demand. You get instant access to a podcast of my entire show, so you can listen wherever and whenever you want. So to sign up for Air America On Demand, all you have to do is visit airamerica.com and click the button that says Podcast On Demand. If you sign up right now, you get 10% off the normal price just by entering the promo code America. So go to airamerica.com right now and click Podcast On Demand and sign up for Montel.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 in back taxes, this message is for you. Do not try to deal with the IRS alone. Call us first. We are Effecture. We know how the IRS works from the inside out. So if you owe back taxes and the interest rates and late fees are piling up, don't wait. Call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-989-1742. 800-989-1742. 800-989-1742.
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Planting some trees this spring? Choose the right nursery. Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder. Since 1993, family-owned Creekside Tree Nursery has been offering customers superior quality trees, a solid warranty, outstanding customer service, and prices below their competition. Well worth a small drive to Boulder for this kind of quality and value if you live in Denver. No fancy sales, no gimmicks, just bigger, better trees. Creekside Tree Nursery. Visit us at creeksideboulder.com.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 1-800-491-8149 or click on the banner above to go straight to our website. Remember, your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. Here's that number again, 1-800-491-8149.
Those ugly old cabinets are so dated looking, it's embarrassing. And don't even get me started on my bathrooms. I'd love to get new cabinets, but we just can't afford it.
If you don't think you can afford to update your kitchen, you haven't discovered Designer Surplus. We sell high-quality hardwood kitchen cabinets for less, way less. Call now for your beautiful full-color catalog. 1-800-991-1337. You'll see beautiful, solid wood, high-quality kitchen packages for under $1,000. Choose from golden oak, dark chocolate, American cherry, shaker white, and more, all at a nearby store or ship directly to you. And we sell solid wood bathroom vanities too, with beautiful marble tops for under $300. Call now for a Designer Surplus location near you and we'll send you a free catalog. But hurry, if you call in the next 5 minutes, you'll also receive a free discount coupon. 1-800-991-1337. That's 1-800-991-1337.
You know what the Snuggies are, right? There for people who can't deal with blankets. A Snuggie is pretty much giving up. I just want a blanket with like armpit holes in it. It's pajamas for the long term unemployed.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weeknights at 7 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It's June 1st, and you're listening to Montel Across America. Montel Across America, I'm your host, Montel Woodland. I thank you so much for tuning in today. Of course, you can always be a part of the conversation by calling in at 866-303-2270, or you can come up on MontelAcrossAmerica.com. Punch a little button that says listen in, and you can hear. And anytime you need to email us, you can email us at Montel@airamerica.com. Send me your thoughts and your comments, and I'll read them on the air. Our next guest is the Senior Vice President for the Center for American Progress and Director of Campus Progress. He is also the former White House speechwriter. Please welcome Mr. David Halperin to the show. Give him a big round of applause for being with us today. David, thank you so much for being with us, because I know one of the hottest issues that was talked about this entire weekend, and I'm sure you want to jump in on this, was the issue of a nominee, Sonia Sotomayor. And when we talk about this, one of the things that just irritated the hell out of me, and it's irritated me since this began, is that how we can boil this woman's 20-year judiciary career, and that's including college and all that, down to one statement that she made, and only a portion of the statement that she made, back now 7 years ago? What do you think?
I think it's ridiculous. She's got a record. She was on the bench longer than any other judge that's been nominated that's currently on the Supreme Court. And she's got an outstanding record. And frankly, you know what? I don't think the statement itself is so bad personally.
If you take the entire statement, you understand its context, where the statement took place at a conference on diversity in the judiciary, and she's addressing a panel of people who are minorities, that was a really unbelievably good comment, and nothing at all racist whatsoever.
What she's saying to me is, you know, I'm a Latino woman. Listen to us. You know, I was at Princeton. She probably felt like people didn't listen to her, didn't take her seriously. Even when since she's been nominated, people said, well, she might not be the smartest person. She was second in her class at Princeton.
Maybe what we should say, though, when you look at this, is let's honestly go back for just a half a second and understand. She's making a comment that the breadth of her experiences, which is what makes her up to be a human being, will give her not necessarily lord over other people or make her superior to, but gives her a breadth of information to tap into when making decisions that a white male who didn't have that same breadth of experience could tap into. Now, when we take a look at decisions, and, you know, I had to pull this myself because I just want to get your comments on it. Pre-Thurgood Marshall, and, you know, let's think about it. Thurgood Marshall, when he made his way to the bench, made his way to the bench because he was the plaintiff in the case, Brown versus the Board of Education. He won that, and everybody was very impressed by his ability, so they moved him up. Now, before he made his way to the bench, decisions like in 1856, all white males, all tapping into their experiences to make decisions, were men that said they actually came down against the David Scott Sanford case in 1856. All white males ruled against the Plessy versus Ferguson separate but equal case, 1896. And in 1948, the all white males voted against the Shelley Kramer. Since you added someone to the board or to the Supreme Court who brought his breadth of experience to the Supreme Court, almost every single decision made that has started to equal the playing field for all of us, women, men, African-Americans, you name it, all started to happen. So it's important that we tap into our experience. That's the reason why the country stayed so literally white before inclusion happened, and that's the reason why the country has moved forward since, correct?
Correct. We get smarter, we make better decisions when more people are at the table and more different experiences are brought to the table. I think it's stupid. I think if they want to say her judicial views are outside the mainstream, they can give that a shot. That's what Barack Obama said about Justice Roberts and Justice Alito. They shouldn't be on the court, he felt, because he had a different view of what the Constitution means. If they want to say that about Sotomayor, let's get to that. Let's have that debate. I think we'll win that debate.
Right. Let's have the debate over the issue, not the issue of race. But does it not bother you here? Justin, do me a favor. Play that little piece from Rush Limbaugh, because this is just, I can't understand how we could have this happening today. Listen to this.
The real question here that needs to be asked, and nobody on our side, from a columnist to a TV commentator to anybody in our party, has the guts to ask, how can a president nominate such a candidate? And how can a party get behind such a candidate? That's what would be asked if somebody were foolish enough to nominate David Duke or pick somebody even less offensive.
How can we use David Duke's name in the same conversation with Sonia Sotomayor?
They don't like any suggestion that other people have something to bring to a debate. Now, if she said white people, you know, are not qualified to serve on the Supreme Court, that's a different thing. She didn't say that.
She didn't say that. She didn't say anything of that nature. Even people like Sessions and, Jeff Sessions, Senator Sessions, came forward and said, well, you know, I wouldn't agree with it. I wouldn't say that, but not that I disagree. Listen to what Sessions had to say.
I don't think I'm going to use any such words as that. I read her speech. I'm troubled by her speech. I think she has an opportunity to explain that, and I don't think that I'm going to use such loaded words. People on the outside can say what they choose to say.
But do you make a judgment about them? Do you think they're appropriate?
I don't think those are words that I would use. And I don't think, they would not be words I would use. But we need to focus on
Do you think she's a racist?
I think that she is a person who believes that her background can influence her decision. That's what troubles me.
I just don't understand. What Supreme Court is he thinking about? Because every single justice why was Clarence Thomas put on the Supreme Court? Picked by Ford. You think that, not Ford, picked by Bush, the first Daddy Bush. Do you think, I don't think that he put him on because he wanted to have an African American, do you?
I think that was why, personally. Yeah, I do.
Of course.
I do. There are better qualified African Americans all across the country to be on the Supreme Court if he wanted to have an African American. He picked him because it was the one African American basically in the country who was right-wing enough to meet the right-wing's concerns about who they wanted on the court.
David Halpern, I can't thank you enough for being with us today. Please, at any point in time, you want to be part of this discussion here at Montel Across America, you're invited, open invitation. And that's the same thing to you out there listening in. You're listening to Montel Across America. We got a lot to talk about today. Be a part of the conversation. 866-303-2270.
Have you noticed these days that every other advertisement seems to be about getting out of credit card debt? They tell you it's easy and fast, or you'll learn some kind of secret about how not to pay your debt, like that's going to help you. There are debt settlement programs that can help you settle your debt for less than you owe. However, it's important that you get all the facts and fully understand how it works before entering any program. If your back is against the wall and you feel that you don't have any options, call now to be referred to a debt settlement consultant that can help explain the process and to learn if a debt settlement program is right for you. The phone call is free and there's no obligation. Financial Future Network is a referral service that will attempt to place you with a company that will assist in your debt needs. Individual results may vary, so please review all program terms prior to enrollment.
To be referred to a debt settlement counselor who can help you choose a debt settlement program that's right for you, call 1-800-478-3596. That's 1-800-478-3596. Call 1-800-478-3596.
We've all seen our investments and savings lose value in these tough economic times. Hi, I'm Jay Johnson, 36th Director of the U.S. Mint. I supervised our nation's gold supply, and I'm often asked why I buy gold. I buy gold because it helps protect against inflation and huge government spending. And gold is a safe haven asset that has never dropped to zero. In fact, gold has tripled since 2001. Some experts believe gold may be on its way to new record highs. Make gold a part of your portfolio. Call Goldline, a company with nearly $500 million in annual sales. As a former director of the U.S. Mint, I chose Goldline as a client because Goldline has been helping people acquire gold for nearly 50 years. Call Goldline at 877-322-COIN to receive your free gold investor's kit, including important risk information about acquiring precious metals. Call 877-322-COIN. 877-322-COIN. Call now. 877-322-2646.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. An American industrial giant, General Motors, tumbles into bankruptcy.
Michigan's going to be devastated. Ypsilanti, history.
Don Skidmore is the UAW president in Ypsilanti, Michigan. About a dozen General Motors plants will be closed or idled as part of the reorganization. CBS News business correspondent Anthony Mason says bankruptcy should last 60 to 90 days.
The feeling is that with so many of GM's debts taken off of its books, with any kind of recovery at all in the auto industry, and one is expected, that this will be a profitable institution.
I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. The administration's plan will give taxpayers a 60% ownership stake in General Motors. Even before he outlines the strategy within the hour, President Obama welcomes today's court approval of the sale of Chrysler assets. He says it gives that automaker a new lease on life. And now the White House also has to hope that a restructured GM will be able to quickly steer out of bankruptcy protection.
And General Motors will be dropped from the 30 Dow Jones industrial stocks, along with Citigroup, Travelers, and Cisco Systems will be added. They're fearing the worst about a missing Air France jetliner. Distraught families waiting for more word in Paris about the jetliner due there from Brazil that never made it.
Air France set up a crisis center at Charles de Gaulle Airport at the terminal where the plane was due to land several hours ago now. There they've been welcoming the relatives and people who had gone to pick up their loved ones, unaware that the plane wasn't coming in.
CBS's Elaine Cobb in Paris. 228 were on board. The plane ran into lightning and strong thunderstorms off the Atlantic coast of Brazil. From Pakistan, reports say militants have abducted about 400 students, staff, and relatives from a school that happened in a tribal region in northwest Pakistan. Attorney General Eric Holder has ordered more security for some abortion providers after the murder of a late-term abortion doctor yesterday in Wichita. CBS's Jeff Glore is there.
The federal government is now offering protection to other providers of abortion who feel they may be threatened in the wake of this event. While Dr. George Tiller is the fourth person killed under similar circumstances who provided abortions since 1993, he's the first since 1998, Dr. Bernard Slepian in Buffalo.
Starting today, to re-enter the U.S. by land, you'll need a passport, special ID, or enhanced driver's license. CBS's Adrian Bard in Mexico City.
One concern is whether the normally already long lines at the border will be held up by those who didn't pay attention and are trying to get back into the U.S. from Mexico without a passport.
Commerce Department says consumer spending was down a bit in April, 0.1%. Economists were expecting a bigger drop. On Wall Street today, the Dow is up 206 points and the NASDAQ is ahead 47 points. This is CBS News.
Valvoline is introducing the first engine guarantee up to, get this, 300,000 miles. Register before 75,000 miles right now at Valvoline.com, then head over to Advance Auto Parts and get 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter for just $14.99. See stores or Valvoline.com for details and limitations. Valvoline's got the guarantee, Advance has the offer, and you've got no worries for a long, long time. Advance Auto Parts. That's keeping the wheels turning.
Time to get ready for summer. Sunscreen?
Check.
Reusable water bottles?
Check.
Healthy snacks?
Check.
And don't forget your Sam's Club savings checkup. Find great prices on prescriptions, over-the-counter medications, and everything for your health and well-being. Take the savings checkup at your Sam's Club pharmacy from 2 to 6 p.m. Friday or 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday. Not a member? Stop in before Sunday for a $15 summer membership. It could more than pay for itself in just two visits. Check out the summer savings at Sam's Club and check everything off your list.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Many more Colorado employers are trying to identify illegal workers since 2007, but the vast majority still don't. There's a national electronic system that verifies immigration status, and the Denver Post reports the number of Colorado employers using the system has more than doubled in the past 2 years. Governor Ritter today signs 10 bills into law, including one that bans texting while driving. A Boulder County man shot and killed a mountain lion in his backyard yesterday afternoon. The Daily Camera reports the man shot the lion after it attacked his dog in the foothills west of North Boulder Community Park. And Fort Collins city gardeners are going green. They're parking a truck they once used to water downtown flower pots as they've rigged a bicycle with a special watering cart to avoid using a fuel-powered vehicle to water flowers. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's been a tough drive all morning as you're trying to get across Aurora on 224.
If you really love quality Swiss timepieces, then you must go to Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. As you might expect from the store that has five times the selection of ordinary jewelry stores, you'll find an outstanding collection with brands like Tag Heuer, Movado, Tissot, Swiss Army, and many more. But it isn't just the brands. It's the number of timepieces within each brand that truly distinguishes Jared.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
7 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the big Camping 101 event thrown by the North Face store on Detroit Street. Or stop by the store on the 29th Street Mall in Boulder May 27th at 6 p.m. for a trail hike.
I should be Twittering.
Like I don't talk enough.
Randy Rhodes.
It's not going to last. Twitter is it. Who could keep themselves to 140 characters? Nobody can. Not me. 140 pages? Yes, I'm in. I'm your girl.
The Randy Rhodes Show. Weeknights at 7 on AM 760. Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Williams.
22 years in the armed forces.
Retired a lieutenant commander.
On television for 17 years.
Over 3,000 shows.
33,000 interviews.
A best-selling author.
Activist.
Emmy award winner.
And now the best part.
He's on your radio.
Welcome to Montel Across America.
It's June 1st. June 1st. You're listening to Montel Across America. Montel Across America. I'm your host, Montel Williams. Thank you so much for tuning in today and being a part of the conversation. And so many other people have done so. You need to do the same. Just pick up your phone and call me at 866-303-2270. 866-303-2270. Why? Why do you want to call me? Because I'm coming from Washington, D.C. We're living up to our moniker, Montel Across America. We're doing a show for the next 3 days from Washington, D.C., and we're participating in a program which is called the Campaign for America's Future, which is a strategy center for the progressive movement. Their goal is to forge the enduring progressive majority needed to realize the America that America can have shared prosperity and equal opportunity for all. And the issues that they'll be addressing this week are issues from employee free choice to taxation to retirement to energy to immigration, investment, and higher education. That's what we're talking about. And we've had an unbelievable first day here in Washington, D.C. Heck, we've had a former speechwriter. We've had a former chief of staff. We've also had a congresswoman from here in Washington, D.C., and I'm going to go back to it again. The only place in America where Tea Party should have been held about 3 weeks ago, because Washington, D.C. represents one of the spots in America where there is taxation without representation, because you understand that the congressman here, congresswoman here, only has the ability to speak on the floor, cannot vote on anything. And there's so many hot issues, so much news, I'm running out of time. I've been on the air for 2 hours, and I can't even cover half of what I want to cover, but I'm going to cover a little bit just by including you in these conversations. One, over the weekend, I know you heard the rhetoric heating up over and over and over again over, you know, Sonia Sotomayor's nomination, and, you know, there have been several people who've had a lot to say, people like Rush Limbaugh, who had to open up his big, and I'm going to say it this way this time, and I normally never do, but I got to take my shot. He opened up his big, fat mouth this weekend, and this is what he had to say about Sonia Sotomayor.
The real question here that needs to be asked, and nobody on our side, from a columnist to a TV commentator to anybody in our party, has the guts to ask, how can a president nominate such a candidate? And how can a party get behind such a candidate? That's what would be asked if somebody were foolish enough to nominate David Duke.
Somebody
even less offensive.
What somebody should do is ask, how come a party is so behind a big loudmouth like you? I don't understand why Rush Limbaugh, and we have half of the Republican leadership, afraid to even say he's wrong. I mean, take a listen to what this weekend Republican Senator Jeff Sessions had to say.
I don't think I'm going to use any such words as that. I read her speech. I'm troubled by her speech. I think she has an opportunity to explain that. And I don't think that I'm going to use such loaded words. People on the outside can say what they choose to say.
But do you make a judgment about them? Do you think they're appropriate?
I don't think those are
words
that I would use. And I don't think, they would not be words I would use. But we need to focus on
what she's a racist. Do you think she's a racist?
I think that she is a person who believes that her background can influence her decision. That's what troubles me. I would not use those words.
You would not use those words because you don't believe them?
I don't think that's an appropriate description of her.
Do you think that conservatives should stop using those words to describe her?
I would prefer that they not. But people have a free right to speak and say what they want and make the analogies that they want.
See, I prefer that they not, but, you know, go ahead and say what you want. Make sure you can be as divisive as you want to be. Make sure you can continue to pull this country down. To me, that's what's going on, and that's part of the reason why I came here this 3 days to participate in the Campaign for America's Future, because I know that the people who put this on are trying to get the message across to America that there's a message out there. I am so lucky and fortunate to have one of the people who actually orchestrated this entire event. Candy Stroud is the president of the Stroud and Associations with us right now. Give her a big round of applause for being with us today. Candy, I got to say, first off, what do you think about today's this event? You got 3 days going on. You have radio stations from across America here talking the progressive message. Are you happy with so far what's happened today?
Oh, I'm so happy, Montel. I mean, this is what it's all about, and we're so lucky to have Campaign for America's Future, because this is basically the answer. It's our counterpart to what the Republicans have done for so long with CPAC.
Yes.
And when I was at the Democratic National Committee, I pushed very hard to get this kind of a thing going so that we could have our opportunity to have our message heard, because we've had this echo chamber from the Republicans for year after year after year, and that's how they took over the Congress in 1994, remember?
Are you slightly disheartened over the fact that over the weekend, I mean, let me tell you, I'm hearing positive thoughts at dinner tables across the aisle in restaurants. People who are speaking out positively about Sonia Sotomayor, but our mainstream media, who claims to be more
progressive, centrist,
and progressive, they're coming off to me like nothing more than the flag waivers for racist hate, because they couch them in this way. Well, you know, not that we agree with what Rush Limbaugh had to say, but you need to hear what Rush's point is. And then they play this garbage, and that's nothing more than divisive rhetoric.
Yeah.
So I guess my first question was, are you happy with what's happened so far today? I got to say to you, thank you for the guests and the lineup that we've had.
You're
because
welcome.
We're getting those voices out there. What else can we do to make sure that we kind of start outshouting the people who want to give those people in the extreme right the chance to have the bigger megaphone? I want to outshout them.
Well, what we need to have is we have to have an understanding among the Democrats in the country who can afford to bankroll more shows like yours.
Mm-hmm.
They don't seem to get it with the same sensitivity that the Republicans have had,
mm-hmm.
that radio is such a vital, vital voice in the American community, because people watch TV, yes, but, you know, scientific studies show that if you watch television, what you've heard on TV doesn't last in your memory bank for more than a few hours. Here on the radio, it's a very intimate connection with the host. You're listening in your car for the most part. It really sinks in. And we need to have more voices like Montel Williams out on progressive on stations all across the country. That's the answer.
And you know, I'm trying my best to scream as loud as I can, but when we talk about issues that we're going to address over the next couple of days, issues like employee free choice, taxation, retirement, energy, immigration, investment, and higher education, not only will we talk about them today, but do you plan to fashion a plan where some of these voices come together aperiodically, every quarter? I mean, I would be willing to get in a room with any of these people that are sitting here, most of whom I've not even met yet, but I would literally sit down in a room with any of them. Let's put some of these personalities together on a little panel, and let's start blasting this out to the airwaves. Would that work, or can you do this every couple of months, or we got to do it once a year? I know it's rather expensive. I know you don't. Candy's like, please, no!
Montel.
Okay.
Well, we are going to do another one in January, and I'd like to invite you right now. I mean, it's next year. But
I'm there.
It's called Families USA, and it's the big National Healthcare Consortium.
Oh, my goodness. Now you're talking.
For that.
You want me for that, because I'm telling you, I just, about a week and a half ago, I had an opportunity to speak. 2 weeks ago, I spoke before the American Association of Critical Care Nurses. And let's just talk for half a second about just that little part of healthcare in America. First off, one, we run a system, you and I talked about this on the break, that really isn't healthcare. It's called sick care.
That's right.
Because we don't care about the things that could impact the bottom line, which is dollars, if we started talking prevention care,
right.
Paid attention to people understanding what their individual responsibilities are. It's like myself. I have MS. If I had listened to the doctors who told this when I was diagnosed, now almost 9 years ago, I was diagnosed in 09.
It's all about stress.
Stress. It's about, you know, vitamin D deficiencies and some other things that are going on. Diagnosed. The doctor looked me in the face and said to me, within the next 5 years, you could be in a wheelchair. What did I do? I set about a personal mission of finding everything I could about the disease. Number two, I stay on top of my medication. I stay on top of my diet. Mm-hmm. I exercise every single day.
I take a
proactive role in my health care.
And every person has to do that. It's like the old John Donne poem, you know, mm-hmm. Know then thyself.
Yes.
Presume not God to scan. The proper study of mankind is man. I never really understood that until I got into alternative medicine. Mm-hmm. I began to understand that you have to know your own body. You have to know, you have to listen to your own body when it tells you it's not feeling well. Why isn't it? All illness is either a deficiency,
yep,
or an excess. So it's a deficiency of magnesium or vitamin C or vitamin D or B12.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to look into those things. You have to know. You have to read.
Candy, guess what? Now, see, I know you got to do a lot of stuff here at the convention. Every single day on Montel Across America, the last half hour is our Living Well half hour. I didn't book a guest today, so would you come back at 5 minutes, at 10 minutes of the hour?
That's my thing.
And we'll do our Living Well tip of the day today, and I'll do it with Candy Stroud.
Definitely. Absolutely.
Well, you heard it right here. You heard it, so you don't want to go away. You listen to Montel Across America, Montel Across America. Be a part of the conversation. I've got an unbelievable health tip today. It's coming from Candy Stroud. You want to be a part of it? We'll take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Montel Across America.
Call now, 866-303-2270.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll free 1-800-233-7599. InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-233-7599. That's 1-800-233-7599. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-233-7599. That's 1-800-233-7599.
Just one trouble spot to really get in the way right now. It's the southbound side of 225 following an earlier...
I didn't become Magic Johnson overnight. I had to set goals and go for them. If your goal is getting the best for your family, Rent-A-Center puts it in easy reach. Choose from top-name brands like Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more with no credit checks, no credit needed. And Rent-A-Center backs it all with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Because sometimes we need a little assist with our goals.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Tires on your Goodyear credit card. It's a great time to buy tires. Ask your retailer about a special financing offer. Goodyear credit card purchases subject to credit approval. Certain restrictions apply.
Triple scores and reports free as a trial member of Privacy Matters 123.
In this latest segment on Speaking Money, did you know people are spying on your credit score and you could be losing money without even knowing it? We're here with Robert Shirley from Better Money Management to explain. Robert, is that true?
Well, it's a fact. Credit card companies, lenders, insurance companies, they're all constantly checking your credit score and use it to decide what to charge you.
Is that bad?
Well, if there's a mistake, you could be paying through the nose unnecessarily.
So what can you do?
Well, the smartest thing to do is check your credit score.
Like on one of those internet services?
Exactly. But I recommend a service called FreeScore123.com.
Okay, why them?
Well, everybody has three different credit reports, and those scores can be different. But at FreeScore123.com, you can get all three scores for free and see what they say about you.
Free? Wow.
Check them out. Could save you a lot of money.
Okay, then. Get your three scores for free at FreeScore123.com. That's FreeScore123.com.
My house is like a bad time machine. You walk into the kitchen and you're immediately sucked back into the 70s. Those ugly old cabinets are so dated looking, it's embarrassing. And don't even get me started on my bathrooms. I'd love to get new cabinets, but we just can't afford it.
If you don't think you can afford to update your kitchen, you haven't discovered Designer Surplus. We sell high-quality hardwood kitchen cabinets for less, way less. Call now for your beautiful full-color catalog. 1-800-991-1337. You'll see beautiful, solid wood, high-quality kitchen packages for under $1,000. Choose from golden oak, dark chocolate, American cherry, shaker white, and more, all at a nearby store or ship directly to you. And we sell solid wood bathroom vanities, too, with beautiful marble tops for under $300. Call now for a Designer Surplus location near you, and we'll send you a free catalog. But hurry, if you call in the next 5 minutes, you'll also receive a free discount coupon. 1-800-991-1337. That's 1-800-991-1337.
How do you say Corvette in Colorado? PurefoyChevrolet.com, of course. Well, now you can say and think DenverCorvette.com and CorvetteDenver.com. Any way you think it, any way you say it, PurefoyChevrolet.com is Corvette in Colorado.
It's June 1st, and you're listening to Montel Across America. Montel Across America. I'm your host, Montel Williams. I'm going to thank you so much for joining us today. We've got a caller or a listener online. One, I think your name is Kanithia. You had a comment on Rush and Boys. Go right ahead, Kanithia.
Hi, Montel. How are you?
I'm doing blessed and doing great. How are you? And thank you so much for participating in Montel Across America. What you got to say, darling?
Yeah, well, I can imagine you asking this question on your TV show. If we know people lie, why do we give them credibility as if they don't? And that's my question about the GOP. Rush Limbaugh and all his minions, why do we keep dealing with them as if they have credibility? It just blows my mind. It's like we're all battered, you know, and we still keep trying to give them therapy.
I find it an abomination, especially when you have congressmen, senators like Senator Lindsey Graham, who says that I wouldn't say that, but he has a right to say what he has to say. Listen to this comment.
Newt Gingrich says that she's a racist. Rush Limbaugh compares her to former Klansman David Duke. Are they right?
No, they interject themselves in the debate. They got an audience to entertain. Newt's a political commentator. I'm a United States senator. But I do know this. That statement is not about talking about her life experiences. It's getting from her life experiences a superiority based on those experiences versus somebody else in society. And I don't want that kind of person being a judge in my case, but I don't think she's a racist.
No, he says, I don't think she's a racist. However, it's okay for Rush Limbaugh to call her one, which is really kind of an oxymoron coming up. What do you think about that, Khadijah?
Well, you know, my position is that, to me, when anybody has a hidden agenda, they always minimize the credentials, you know, that really should be scrutinized, you know, and the subject of conversation. You know, to me, the GOP and Rush and everybody on the right, they minimize people that have legitimate credentials, and they get them off on topics like this, and the media, you know, feeds right in and treats it as if it's a credible discussion. And, you know, who on the planet has not made decisions based on their life experience weighted with other measured information?
I'm with you. You're absolutely right. I'm going to give you a big round of applause for participating today. I thank you so much. I got a guest that I've got to get to, because Mr. Bob Amsterdam is the attorney right now for Khodorkovsky, who is the oil billionaire from Russia, one of the richest people in Russia. He's right now sitting in jail, and he's also the attorney for Venezuelan political prisoner Sadino, and writes world's largest blog on Russian affairs. Please, ladies and gentlemen, welcome Mr. Bob Amsterdam to Montel Across America. Thanks so much, Bob, for being with us here, because, you know, this is really almost perfect timing to have you here. We're in the midst of this whole figuring out what to do about North Korea. And everybody's wondering what China's going to do, wondering what Japan's going to do. In your research of Russia, what do you think they're going to do, especially when you've got all this rhetoric being espoused about allowing Japan to possibly go nuclear? That was a conversation that happened last week. Don't you think the Russian government's going to respond to that probably more vehemently than anybody's responded to this entire crisis so far?
I think it's possible. I think the country that's most engaged, however, is China. China has a tremendous amount of leverage over the situation. What we're seeing is really the result of an internal battle inside the leadership of North Korea. And I don't think there's been enough attention to what are the dynamics of this battle. And I think it's, unfortunately, this is one of those issues where the Chinese are going to have an absolutely major voice in how it resolves.
Okay, now, well, okay, now, and we're waiting to see what they're going to say, especially, you know, I guess today, considering the fact that North Korea has now placed a missile on the platform that potentially could go as far as, you know, Alaska. There'll be people who will be jumping up and down, especially on the right, saying, let's do a preemptive strike. This is kind of crazy. I mean, were we teetering on you know, that event that could cause Russia, China, United States, Japan, everybody to be button happy, maybe? Get a little button happy or no?
My view is no.
Okay.
In fact, strange as it may seem, this is one of those issues where you've got Russia, China, and the United States and Japan on the same page, talking to each other and working together. I think that's actually, in a strange way, kind of a good thing. So I think no. I think the insanity of the North Korean regime is something that's appreciated by everyone. And I think it's a matter of coming up with the right sanction package as opposed to a preemptive launch.
With Khodorkovsky in prison right now, everybody's had a lot to say about the Russian oil fields and how much oil they have, and I guess the Russian government has now claimed that they own the oil rights all the way up to the North Pole. And, you know, it's very, very funny. I spent a lot of time, I'll give you a little bit of background. I was part of the U.S. submarine program that spent a lot of time in the back waters, in the back door, backyard of the former Soviet Union. I did about four missions up there, about 360 days under the water. I even did a breakthrough at the North Pole because we had a little bit of a rattle in our, you know, propeller that made us go to North Pole, punch through, fix the rattle, and go back down on station. I hear, at least this is what they're claiming, that they own the rights to the oil reserve under the North Pole, and that reserve may be the biggest reserve in the world. How are we going to argue this and make them understand that this belongs to the world and not just them?
Well, there is the law of the sea.
Right.
And essentially what we've got to do, and I think it's critical for everything we do, is we need to understand we've got to be heard on all of the legal issues. We can't allow law to be dealt with impunity. That's why I say things like the Khodorkovsky trial and human rights issues in Russia are so critically important, because turning to the rule of law is what we've got to get them to do.
Well, maybe we'll get them to do that in the next year or so. I got to thank you so much for being a part of this conversation. Could you please come back at a future date? I know we're real tight today because everybody's on the schedule, but I'd love to have you back on Montel Across America so we can talk about this in depth.
Pleasure. Thank you.
All right, well, I'm out of time right this second. I'm going to take a little break. We'll be back. Don't go away. You're listening to Montel Across America. Montel Across America. Yeah.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Richard Green, host of Hollywood Cloud. Barack Obama is the most evolved communicator that has ever run for political office. I came to that conclusion on July 27, 2004, when I was sitting in the Fleet Center in Boston watching this thin, young state senator. I knew then that he would be our next president, and I told all my clients around the world. They thought I was crazy. I knew because Barack Obama has mastered all of the five communication secrets that the greatest speakers and communicators across history have used. For 25 years, I've been teaching these secrets to my clients. And now, using the best speeches that Barack Obama gave during this historic campaign, I'm sharing them with everyone in a brand new DVD entitled The Five Communication Secrets That Swept Obama to the Presidency. It will absolutely help you, maybe not to become president, but in every communication you deliver at home and at work. And it comes with a 25-page workbook and is available now at airamerica.com/clout. That's airamerica.com/clout.
8. That's how many credit cards the average person has in their wallet. 8 different cards. Charge cards, bank cards, store cards, gas cards. It's so easy to get into trouble with debt. That's why over 5 million Americans have called Consolidated Credit. Consolidated Credit's Freedom Quest program can get the credit card companies to reduce or eliminate your interest. They'll consolidate your bills into one easy payment, and they'll cut your monthly payments by up to 50%. All that so you can pay off your debt fast. 8 credit cards may have gotten you into trouble. One call to Consolidated Credit can get you out. They're the Freedom People. Only Consolidated Credit has the Freedom Quest program. Call now. 1-800-568-5639. 1-800-568-5639. Consolidated Credit. When credit card debt is the problem, they're the solution.
5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Licensed by New York State Banking Department. Licensed debt management service provider, Maryland 149.
We're still looking at those big-time delays in Aurora due to an...
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paint stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared.
At Jared the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Cut Diamond, and the Spectacular Leo Artisan. Both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
So you run Windows at your desk. You have an Airport Express hooked up to your stereo. You want to stream music from your PC to the big speakers. Impossible? Not with Airfoil from the guys at Rogue Amoeba. This isn't anything new, but they've just released version 2.7, which improves many of its features and now supports the Airfoil Speakers Touch app, which streams to your iPhone or iPod.
After a huge success in movie theaters, Kung Fu Panda is set to hit the small screen. Nickelodeon is planning a 26-episode television series revolving around the martial arts-loving panda Po. It's not known yet if Jack Black will reprise his role as the voice of the panda in the series, which is set to launch sometime next year.
Out how we can settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. Call 1-800-700-1866. 1-800-700-1866. 1-800-700-1866.
We've all seen our investments and savings lose value in these tough economic times. Hi, I'm Jay Johnson, 36th Director of the U.S. Mint. I supervised our nation's gold supply. and I'm often asked why I buy gold. I buy gold because it helps protect against inflation and huge government spending. And gold is a safe haven asset that has never dropped to zero. In fact, gold has tripled since 2001. Some experts believe gold may be on its way to new record highs. Make gold a part of your portfolio. Call Goldline, a company with nearly $500 million in annual sales. As a former director of the U.S. Mint, I chose Goldline as a client because Goldline has been helping people acquire gold for nearly 50 years. Call Goldline at 877-322-COIN to receive your free gold investor's kit, including important risk information about acquiring precious metals. Call 877-322-COIN. 877-322-COIN. Call now. 877-322-2646.
Being Ready, a true story from Farmers Insurance. Will, a farmer's client.
Everything around the house was on fire.
Bart Baker, a farmer's agent.
2 or 3 weeks prior to the fire, we had a meeting to discuss the steps that you need to do to help save their home.
Fortunately, it all worked out. The house is saved.
Are you this ready? Get to know a farmer's agent today. Auto, home, business, or life insurance, visit farmers.com, because ready feels good.
Have you missed a mortgage payment, or are you about to? There are better options than foreclosure. I'm Jeff Gadd with Coldwell Banker. I'm a certified distressed property expert, and all services are free. We have the answers you need. Go to ColoradoForeclosureAnswers.com.
Can't believe it's June 1st, and you're listening to Montel Across America. Montel Across America. The reason why I can't believe it is that we're running out of time so quickly. My goodness, I only got about 30 minutes left, and I've been coming to you today from the Campaign for America's Future, which is being held here in Washington, D.C. We're coming to you and living up to our moniker, Montel Across America. So I'm coming to you from a lobby of a hotel right across, looking out the window, and I got a beautiful swimming pool out here in front of me, and there's probably 15 different radio shows all broadcasting at the exact same time here, bringing you issues from a progressive standpoint of view. And the Campaign for America's Future is a strategy center for progressive movement. Their goal is to forge the enduring progressive majority needed to realize the America of shared prosperity and equal opportunity that our country was meant to be. And today we've been talking about all kinds of issues, and I've got to go back to one that I didn't get put enough time into. First off, Bob Amsterdam, who was with us in the last segment, who is the attorney for Khodorkovsky, who's Yukos' oil billionaire, Russia's, you know, one of the wealthiest men in Russia, is now in prison. And he's also an attorney for a Venezuelan political prisoner, Eligio Sedino. He just told us that in 10 days they will be putting out a white paper on Venezuela and all the egregious criminal atrocities perpetrated by Chavez, and we're going to have him back on the show, so you definitely don't want to miss that. And, you know, of course, we've been talking about the entire hour about all of the racist diatribe that surrounds the nomination of Sonia Sotomayor. Before I go any further, I just got to cover some news things. I'm running out of time so quickly. We're having so much fun. Great conversations today. I mean, we had a former chief of staff from the White House. We had a former speechwriter. We had a congresswoman here from Washington, D.C. But I had to stop for a second. I don't know if any of you out there saw this clip this weekend on CNN, CNN Headline News, MSNBC. You name it, it was there. And it was a clip about an Oklahoma Highway Patrol trooper and a paramedic that were caught on tape. And they were caught on tape because, let me just tell you what happened. The fight began on Highway 62 after an Ohio Highway Patrolman and first responders argued because the ambulance that was headed to a hospital with a person in the back failed to yield to the Ohio Highway Patrol troopers who were en route to a call along Highway 62. The Highway Patrol alleges that one of the paramedics on the video assaulted a trooper, but the assault was not caught on tape. There was a woman in the back of the ambulance. Let's set this whole story up. Ambulance is going down the street. Sirens blaring, lights blinking. Driver taking a woman to a hospital, being followed by her family in a car. They obviously come up on an intersection, and in a different direction is a police cruiser. Highway Patrol cruising, his lights on. Guess siren blaring. I wonder if you can hear a siren from the other siren. Probably couldn't. So what happens? The emergency vehicle keeps going. doesn't yield the right of way. The cops go on, the highway patrol go on to their assignment, handle that, then go back, chase down this emergency vehicle, pull him over, even though there's a woman in the back who is sick. They pull him over. The emergency worker then attempts to explain what's going on to the police officer, and this thing turns into a melee with a cop putting an emergency worker in a stranglehold. Now, and all because he failed to yield the right of way. It's not like he took a shot at him. It's not like he ran into the back of the police cruiser. It's not like he was breaking the law, swerving all over the highway. Just because he didn't yield the right of way, and it's an emergency vehicle. And if you see the video of this, it's scary. Because, you know, immediately you point to the fact that all the police officers are white, and the emergency worker is black. And this man is thrown against a car. He's strangled. The police officer claims, I'm going to arrest you, and then does it. So right there alone is a violation of police procedures, because you can't put your hands on a person and say to arrest them and then let them go. But the truth of the matter is, this situation could have been handled so many different ways. The police officer could have said, continue on to the hospital, then pulled the emergency worker over once he got to the hospital. No, no, no. Instead, they left this woman in the back of this vehicle, not knowing whether she was dying or not. This will not go away. Right now, there's been, you know, the, you know, Ofuski County District Attorney's Office says that they're reviewing all the photography and all the film and would file charges against the paramedic by the end of the week, which is, to me, absolutely absurd, but that's how things go. You got to see this tape. And, you know, of course, over the weekend, you know, the rhetoric just heated up over Sonia Sotomayor's nomination, and I just wanted to take a second, because in the last segment I kind of talked about this a little bit, about the fact that pre-Thurgood Marshall, when, of course, the Supreme Court was all white men, using their experiences in life to render their decisions, no one complained about the fact that it was only all white men rendering decisions based solely on their background. And of course, before Thurgood Marshall, almost anything that had to do with any form of civil rights or equitability in this society was turned down. Now, all of a sudden, you get Thurgood Marshall in, and now, based on his experiences, America finally starts living up to its true destination, and that is an inclusive society with equal opportunity and rights to all. Now, what do you think Sonia Sotomayor is going to do to the Supreme Court when she becomes a part? It's just, again, it's a breath of experience, and I don't understand. We will post all this information up on our website today, so you can go on up there, you know, Montel@airamerica.com, and you can find out what we're talking about. But I got to change topics, like always, because, you know, the headlines on hot issues have crept into what we normally would love to have is just our Living Well segment on the show. And, you know, over the next couple of weeks, you're going to find out so much information about what we're doing here with Living Well. I've got a brand new Living Well Health Association that you're going to be able to participate in that's going to be sponsoring this last hour, and with information on ways that you can save money right now on your health care needs right this minute. And as a matter of fact, if you go up on my website, which is montelmedia.com, we'll give you information there. Endless information that will show you how, number one, it can impact your checkbook, how you can get some breaks on your health care. And help us also talk about health care is a physician who has been named as one of the best family physicians in the United States by Ladies Home Journal, Town and Country, and Top Doctors. She's also been successfully counseling patients for 27 years regarding weight loss and nutrition. Her new book is called The Novel Diet, the first entertaining weight loss novel out there. She's with us right now. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for Nikki Lang. Nikki, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
And then let's talk about your brand new book. It's a novel diet. I'm glad that you did it this way, because, I mean, we do know that all diets, if any individual diet worked, there wouldn't be a million of them up online. So there'd only be one. But I understand what it is you're trying to get across, and that is the point of view that we all have to take personal responsibility for our weight loss needs, correct?
No question about it.
So
there's no big secret.
Now, let's talk a little bit about, maybe you can give our listeners just a couple of tips of what they can do today. They're sitting at home, they're hearing this radio show, and they're saying to themselves, my goodness, I'd like to start something like that, but I just don't know how to get started. What's the best way you could tell a person to start taking a really good, hard look at their health care when it comes to their weight?
Well, the first thing, that the biggest mistake that most people make is going on a diet in the first place. You never want to do that. Because, you know, everybody wants everything yesterday, but the worst thing in the world you can do is to lose weight too fast.
Correct.
Because when you lose weight really fast, you lose muscle mass, which slows up your metabolism, and then it makes it harder and harder to get the weight off, and so much easier to put it back on.
Without a doubt. So what you should be doing is not looking for a diet, but you should be looking at a program. You know, I like to say, you know, when I work out, man, I don't work out because I'm training for an objective. I'm training for life. This is just to keep me walking, to keep my muscles moving. I don't know if you know this or not, but I suffer from MS. I have MS, and I will guarantee you that I may have MS. MS will never have me.
Mm.
But one of the things that started when I was first diagnosed, you know, I was diagnosed back in 99, and I weighed about 200, I want to say it, I weighed about 218, 219, almost 220 pounds. Now, I was walking around with a 33-inch waist at 220 pounds, but I was still carrying for my body and my frame about 20 pounds more weight than I needed to have. And so very quickly a doctor recommended, look, Phil, all this weightlifting that you're doing, it may make you look pretty, but it's really unnecessary, especially right now with what the load is on your immune system. So you ought to take some of that weight off. So what I did was I set a goal. My goal wasn't 3 months from now to lose 30 pounds, and I worked out and exercised like a fiend. My goal was I will lose this weight over the course of the next year. And I took a year, and I slowly modified what I was putting in, changed what I actually ate, and I've noticed now that I not only lost 30 pounds, but I lost 30 pounds in my first year. I've kept it all off. My weight stays the same right now within 3 to 4 pounds a week. And I say it that way, a week, because it depends. I've limited the amount of red meat that I eat. I completely wiped out white flour except for, you know, every once in a blue moon. And by doing that, I've been able to maintain what I consider a healthy body weight for me now, which is 188 pounds.
Yeah, well, you learned one important thing, and that is that if you lose it slowly over time, which is exactly what I recommend, no more than about 3, maximum 4 pounds a month, you also learn habits. You know, habits take about 9 months to get established. If you go on a diet for 2 months or 3 months, you know, you haven't learned any new habits. You're just making yourself do something, and if you stop, you say, oh, I got the weight off, and you stop, what do? You go back to the old way you used to eat.
Absolutely. Now, the book is called A Novel Diet. It's in a bookstore near you right now.
Well, Amazon.com carries it. You might have to order it from a local bookstore.
Okay. Now, give me that one reason why they should run out this afternoon and pick up your book.
Because you need to know an awful lot of information to do it right.
Well, there you go. And that's really the bottom line. I can't say thank you enough to you, Nikki Lang, for being a part of this conversation. Please come back at another time. You know, every single day on Montel Across America, we do our Living Well segment, which is the last half hour of the show. We'd love to have you back to give some tips. I'm going to go out and get a copy of the book, and I'll start reading some of it on the air. So we want to have you back to be live and in living color, if that's okay.
I'd love that.
All right, well, I got to take a break, but you're listening to the Montel Across America. And when we come back, I'm going to give you our Living Well tip of the day. You don't want to miss it. Be a part of the conversation here at Montel Across America. We'll be back right after this.
Montel Across America.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hey, this is Rachel Maddow. I'm a firm believer that age is just a number, but a little push in the right direction is always a bonus. That's why I had to find out more about this product called Night Skin. I spoke to some representatives from Night Skin, and I was taken aback by two things in particular. First, Night Skin was formulated by Dr. Arthur Perry. He's an award-winning plastic surgeon who's trained at Harvard and Cornell. Secondly, I was taken aback by how passionate the representatives were about Night Skin. It's clear that they stood behind this revolutionary product, and for good reason. Night Skin reduces fine lines and wrinkles and even dark spots that come with age. It has the most effective ingredients in the right doses that safely and effectively help to turn back the clock. Proven ingredients like retinol, glycolic acid, and vitamin C. You apply a little on your face before bed, and you're done. Night Skin's convenient, affordable, it easily accommodates anyone's lifestyle. Best of all, it's risk-free today. You can call to order your Night Skin by dialing 1-800-491-8335. Call 1-800-491-8335. That number again is 1-800-491-8335.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Stomach has some slowing on southbound 225 due to that earlier problem at Miss.
We're building a new car company. At Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep, we're restructuring to be a leaner and stronger company focused on the future. With ever-improving quality and ever-increasing fuel efficiency. It's more than a challenge, it's our responsibility. And we're making it happen right now. Plus, we're poised to serve our customers and dealers better. With a broad lineup of cars and trucks you'll want to drive. At Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep, we're building a new car company. Come see what we're building for you. Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep are registered trademarks of Chrysler LLC.
And on clothing and accessories. Bicycle Village Warehouse Blowout Sale off-site at 2972 Iris in the old Ross Building in Boulder.
Randy Rhodes.
You know, they're lying. They're saying that it's people.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SolarIps.com.
One movie, two tickets, about $20. Add popcorn, two drinks, and some milk duds, you're over $30.
But what if you could take that same $30 and get hundreds of movies, thousands of choices, and original programs you just can't see at the movie theater? Well, right now, you can. Get Comcast Digital Cable with all your favorite channels plus 8 channels of HBO for just $29.99 a month for 1 year. With Comcast, you'll tap into On Demand so you watch what you want, when you want. You'll also get HBO On Demand, so hit movies and original shows like Entourage are available anytime. Digital Cable, On Demand, HBO, and HBO On Demand, just $29.99 a month for 1 year. Have movie night every night and never leave your couch. Milk duds not included. Call 1-800-COMCAST. To order 1-800-COMCAST. Offer ends 6/21/09. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. 1 year commitment required. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Equipment installation, taxes, and franchise extra. Call for details.
Government is bailing out banks and homeowners, and at the same time, savvy investors are quietly buying up properties and getting wealthy. Learn how each Saturday at 9 a.m. here on AM 760.
AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.
It's June 1st, Monday. You're listening to Montel Across America, and we're almost out of time, and I hate the fact that the show goes away so quickly. I got to thank all of our guests for participating today. Noel Leader, who is 100 Blacks in Law Enforcement Who Care. North Korea, we had Mike Chinoy, who is joining us from Hong Kong this morning, which was over the top, and Mike always has great information. Bob Amsterdam, who is also an expert on Russian and China, and he will, and also Venezuela. He's going to be coming back in 10 days when they publish their white paper on Venezuela and give us some information about some of Hugo Chavez's most egregious offenses. And we also had Gloria Totten on and Heather Boucher, both talking about issues related to the economy. And also we had John Podesta, David Halperin, and Dr. Nikki Lang on. This has been incredible. We also had a Washington, D.C. congresswoman. This has been great. And now we're joined by Candy Stroud, who is a former CNN chief diplomatic correspondent. She was also with the DNC when she started her own firm, which is now called Stroud and Associates. So thank you so much for being with us. But now,
an honor.
I put that over here in one of the categories of your title, but you are also a homeopath.
I've always been fascinated by alternative medicine, Montel, because I started reading a lot about it and discovered that prescription drugs often have bad side effects and that often health is related to a deficiency or an excess of an enzyme or a vitamin. And I have been able to help so many people, including my own husband, mm-hmm. who was told he was going to have a pacemaker because he had arrhythmia. Mm-hmm. And we discovered coenzyme Q10, for example.
There you go.
He started taking coenzyme Q10, the arrhythmia, and got so much better as we started giving him magnesium. And magnesium is responsible for heart function, mm-hmm. as is coenzyme Q10. And so many people who get thrown into these surgeries,
yep.
you know, could be spared going under the knife.
Don't you find it crazy that we have the nerve, and I say it this way, but doctors have the nerve to call medications that have been around for thousands of years the alternative. And we call the things that we produce in a laboratory and synthesize real medication. That blows me out the door because that's not the real medication. When we take a product that may, it blows me out the door. I know this is not, I'll come back to this at another time. You don't have to address this issue. But, you know, for me, I suffer from MS. And because of, I have MS, I have extreme neuralgic pain in my lower extremities. And so it's measurable. It's been measured and also in my face and in my side. There's nothing they can do about it. I was put on, you name it.
I know.
The pain medication, and this, I don't need you to address it, but I'm going to tell you, for me, what works for me has been medicinal marijuana. It does. Now, what do? They have this I'm vocal. I'm out there. Believe me. Listen. Now, they have a product that's out there that's called Marinol.
Sec, you got a little? No, sorry.
Oh, I can hook you up. Don't worry. But they have this product that's called Marinol. They have this thing that's called Marinol. What is Marinol? Marinol is a synthetic version of the cannabinoids that work naturally in your body. Why does Marinol not work? It's been around for 30 years. I can remember my mother was diagnosed with a odd eye infection years and years ago. She ended up losing one of her eyes. They tried to put her on Marinol. It didn't work. Why? Because the synthetic version doesn't work as good as the real product. So I don't get why people don't want to say
I got to tell you a funny story, too.
Yes.
Because one of the authors that I've read talked about going to visit a friend who has one of these Johnny-on-the-spot portable toilets.
Sure thing.
And he said, what's that pile of white things over there? And he said, those are vitamin tablets that we sprayed out of the toilets. And he said, the funny thing is people take these vitamin tablets,
right.
and they think they're getting their vitamins, but they go right through the body. They go right through the intestinal
Correct.
Tract and out the other end because they don't get absorbed.
Correct.
So you really need to be taking pulverized vitamins.
Absolutely.
So,
can I tell you, you should see me. I have right now in a little bag, I have a bag of about 30 pills. And I take 30 different types of alternative, I want to call them medications myself, every single day. I went through and made sure the solubility of every single one of them that I put in my mouth. If I can't drop it in a bottle of water or a glass of water, it won't dissolve in 3 to 5 seconds, I don't put it in my mouth. If it won't dissolve that way, I grind it up, and then I take it. We were going to talk about, before I run out of time, vitamin D, which is so important. People don't understand that vitamin D deficiencies have been associated with diseases like neurological diseases.
We live in a society where we're indoors a great deal of the time. We also live in a society where sunscreen is so heavily advertised. So you put sunscreen on your body, it blocks out a lot of the ability of your body to absorb vitamin D even when you're in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
So vitamin D is known to prevent cancer. Vitamin D helps with, it prevents colds. It's the common cold. It also is very, very important for lower back pain and depression.
A neurostimulator is what they will call it if you look at it, because it helps to bridge that gap of synapses.
But the RDA that is put out for vitamin D is 100, 200 a day. I've been told by my own physician, who is not a naturopath, he is a regular, traditional MD, he put me on 3,000 a day. I take 3,000 vitamin D a day. It has had enormously beneficial effects, but that's me. But the average person needs to take at least 1,000 IE.
And what we should say is you go check your doctor, go to your doctor, talk to your doctor first before you put yourself on any kind of supplementary regimen. But if your doctor doesn't understand it, then you find a doctor who does. You can go up online yourself and get information yourself about whether or not you need vitamin D or not. And then I'm saying anywhere from 1,000 to 3,000 milligrams a day is not unheard of. I'm in that same frame. I take about 2,000 milligrams of vitamin D a day. I take 1,000 milligrams of magnesium a day. Some people are.
I do too.
It upsets your stomach for some.
No.
But it doesn't. Once your body gets used to it, and these are things that you need, the building blocks of life, are they not?
We found out about magnesium. I heard about it on a radio program, not yours, unfortunately, but if you have a lack of magnesium, you can get leg cramps when you're running.
That's a fact.
But it's also, it's an anti-inflammatory, so it helps with heart health, but it also helps with asthma, and it also helps with, allergies.
Candy, look, I'm going to be out of time here at Montel Across America. That's your Living Well tip of the day. Look into and try to see if you can figure out whether or not figure out. You need to be on vitamin D. You need to be on magnesium. I need to have Candy Stroud back on Montel Across America. Once this conference is done, you can be a part of the show any day you want. We're doing a Living Well tip every day, and I'd love to pick your brain some more, okay?
Absolutely. I'd love it. Thank
you
so much.
All right. We've been coming to you, and we're going to continue to come to you this whole week from a Campaign for America's Future. You want to participate in this conversation and be a part of it, you make sure you call us at 866-303-2270. I'm out of time. It's Montel Across America. Make sure you're a part of it tomorrow. Hey, this is Montel Williams, and you know the best way to listen to my radio show is live. But if you can't listen to it live, you need to get Air America On Demand. You get instant access to a podcast of my entire show, so you can listen wherever and whenever you want. So to sign up for Air America On Demand, all you have to do is visit airamerica.com and click the button that says Podcast On Demand. If you sign up right now, you get 10% off the normal price just by entering the promo code America. So go to airamerica.com right now and click Podcast On Demand and sign up for Montel.
Dear Mom and Dad, well, the Army has finally seen fit to give me some time off, so I'm writing to tell you that I'm doing fine over here. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
There are debt cures for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours free when you call Smart Debtor right now for your free debt review. We were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that when we learned about debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we decided to give everyone who calls now a free debt review. That's right, absolutely free. Just call Smart Debtor now at 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218 and get the free debt review that everyone should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218. Again, 800-303-9218.